This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Paul Ryan says it's simple.
We need to stop spending money we don't have.
And accepting the vice presidential nomination, Ryan took shots at President Obama.
Isn't it about time he assumed responsibility?
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the Republican Convention in Tampa.
Here's for Paul Ryan, who says the recovery President Obama talks about is nowhere in sight. The VP nominee promises...
Before the math and the momentum overwhelm us all, we are going to solve this nation's economic problems.
The GOP ticket also gets a shot in the arm from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have the integrity and the experience and the vision to lead us.
On this final night of the RNC, the icing on the cake for Republicans, nominee Mitt Romney gives his big speech. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, the Obama campaign says Ryan's speech was dishonest. Their convention in Charlotte is next week. Isaac, now a weak tropical storm moving inland after flooding areas of the Gulf Coast.
My cousin and her boyfriend didn't come out of their place, and I wasn't able to go help them at all, so I fear the worst.
He's in Mississippi. Dozens have needed to be rescued, also in Louisiana, by boat. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in New Orleans.
Heavy winds and rains have died down here, allowing crews to begin assessing damage from downed trees and power lines and flooding from Gulfport, Mississippi to Plaquemines Parish, where hundreds were rescued after water toppled a levee there. Here in New Orleans, the post-Katrina flood protection system held.
Just like they were supposed to. The pumps worked just like they were supposed to. We got a bucket load of water, and now it's off the streets in most parts of the city.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu, but the threat of more flooding looms as Tropical Storm Isaac still churns just north of us, bringing with it high winds and more soaking rains, Dave.
Yeah, and it's going to move also after Louisiana into Arkansas and into Missouri, hitting some areas that have been hit hard by a drought. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Norma G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52 horsepower tractor with a Kubota front end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
If it's an engagement, if it's a wedding, if it's a party, plan to attend the 2012 Fall Bridal Show and Benefit at the Hilton College Station on Sunday, September 9th from noon to 4 p.m. More chances to win. Come early and stay late. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Proceeds from the show will benefit Pink Alliance Brazos Valley Breast Cancer Support. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advanced online at ido-ido.org.
It's high school football Friday night as the St. Joseph Eagles take on Temple Central Texas at 7:30 in Temple. Hear all the action on KACB 96.9 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is made possible by
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Linda Hollybeck, FBC Insurance Agency, Jamie Patton, the BCS Real Estate Guy, Doggett Auto Parts, and Coalition for Life.
The St. Joseph Eagles play Temple Central Texas Friday night at 7:30, and you'll hear all the play-by-play action on KACB 96.9 FM. Special thanks to all our Eagle football sponsors.
So come on down for burgers, y'all, and order some heart disease, and grease those arteries and watch them clog. You can't beat our type 2 diabetes. Have a burger, y'all.
Want to avoid chronic disease? Eat more veggies and fruit and stay away from the bad stuff. You know what it is.
It's Sunday, 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 and you're feeling like a slug, slug, slug. Chained to your remote control like a giant couch potato. Keep watching and you'll see what a stroke feels like, or better yet, a heart attack.
Take a 30-minute walk every day, or take the stairs instead of the elevator. They're little things, but they work.
You can smoke or you can dip. Put that cancer in your lip. It's to die for.
And stay away from tobacco at all costs. Do these easy things and you'll feel better now and prevent chronic disease later. Learn more. Go to longlivetexans.com.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, to learn about volunteer opportunities right here in BCS, presented by RSVP, Tuesday, September 4th at 2 p.m. By helping others, you help your community and yourself. Carolyn Krause of RSVP and Brian will discuss volunteer opportunities in and around town. By helping others, you experience new points of view that improve the quality of your life. Don't miss RSVP's volunteering opportunities informational at Waldenbrook Estates, Tuesday, September 4th at 2 p.m. RSVP to 888-830-2045.
WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Catch Me If You Can, the all-new Broadway musical, Ray Benson in concert, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets has confirmed the death of a student who was last seen last Thursday. The body of 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston was found Monday in a wooded area in Marlin. Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. wrote on the Corps website that Carey, class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read Ramirez's letter, which includes funeral service information. College Station police have announced suspects that have been Sorry. College Station Police has announced suspects have been located in two crimes reported earlier this week. Investigators believe they have the driver responsible for hitting a bicyclist Tuesday night in front of the A&M campus. Charges are pending against a man whose identity has not been released. Investigators were told a SUV was damaged in the front center after striking the bike in a crosswalk at New Main in Texas. The unidentified rider was taken to the hospital with what were described as severe or incapacitating injuries. And a suspect is in custody from an attempted sexual assault reported Monday morning. A juvenile in custody on unrelated charges is accused of awakening a woman in her apartment, then fleeing after she was able to fight him off. The only other information released was the suspect did not have permission to be in the apartment located on Southwest Parkway near Walsh. More than 2 weeks have passed since emergency service providers converged on the scene of a multiple shooting in College Station. While assistance has been given to victims and those living in the neighborhood, who's helped the officers, firefighters, EMTs, 911 dispatchers, and others? WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, who was among those last year helping firefighters cope with the mental part of fighting wildfires, has been on the receiving end of assistance given by outside agencies from around the state.
And they held debriefings not only for College Station but for all of the agencies involved. We had debriefings for the wives, because when something like this happens, it affects our families too. It's not just something that affects the officers, but whenever we lose a police officer in the line of duty, it affects the wives, it affects the kids. So there were debriefings set up for them as well as the officers involved. Separate one for command staff, separate one for first responders, and then a separate one for civilian employees of the department.
Seaton thanked Brazos County for arranging lodging and the cities of Bryan and College Station for providing meals to the out-of-town volunteers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Increased traffic enforcement continues as motorists adjust to the start of a new school year. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says they can't catch everybody.
I was in one school zone yesterday. We were filming a PSA about school zone safety, and the traffic unit was out there, and they were busy pulling car after car over, coming through, speeding in those school zones. And after he left that zone, I still saw people coming through the school zone going over the speed limit. So still trying to get people's attention about the school zones.
Agnew also points out the monetary price of getting caught includes a $200 fine plus court costs and state fees, and what could happen if someone is hit. Among those taking in the Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Well, I really have no official role. The rules in Texas do not allow elected members of Congress to be delegates, and so we really don't have any votes. But we do have a heavy schedule of meetings to have with folks.
On Wednesday, Flores's day began with a breakfast with GOP delegates from his congressional district. For the second straight day, there's a major announcement involving the schedule of the Texas A&M football team. Starting in 2014, the Aggies game with Arkansas will be played at Cowboys Stadium. It's a 10-year deal, and Kevin Sumlin was asked what he thought.
I know that some of our fans have gotten messages both ways, but, you know, to play in a venue like the one in Dallas, I think, is very, very exciting to our players.
This year's matchup with the Razorbacks will be at Kyle Field, and next year it'll be at Arkansas. Sumlin was also asked about postponing the Louisiana Tech game, with the word coming right before the start of Tuesday's practice.
And when you get to, you know, within really 48 hours of really 24 hours of leaving to go to play a game, you know, it's a little bit of a letdown. But as I told the staff yesterday, you know, our coaches were down a little bit because it was right before practice, right before we go out to really have what we would call a Thursday practice for a Saturday game. So everybody was a little down, and we talked about it yesterday as a team, and I thought we created a little energy at practice.
WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 77 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by MSC Opus. You can find more news, there'll be more news at 6:30, or you can find more news 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman. Hooray for Hollywood.
the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mstopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on!
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, to learn about volunteer opportunities right here in BCS, presented by RSVP, Tuesday, September 4th at 2 p.m. By helping others, you help your community and yourself. Carolyn Krause of RSVP and Brian will discuss volunteer opportunities in and around town. By helping others, you experience new points of view that improve the quality of your life. Don't miss RSVP's volunteering opportunities informational at Waldenbrook Estates, Tuesday, September 4th at 2 p.m. RSVP to 888-830-2255.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's 615. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Isaac's cloudiness and rain remain off to our east. We'll continue to watch it. Right now, it looks like it should stay east of us. Partial sunshine near 90 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine. Highs will be up to 95 to 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 75 to 80. Saturday is partly sunny and rather warm. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman met with the media yesterday, first time since his first day on the job a couple of weeks ago. We'll hear what he has to say. Astros get snake bit by a former player as they lose, and the Rangers get doubled up by the Rays. Plus, the Cowboys picked up a win. Scott, I know you're celebrating this morning.
Oh, man.
Of course, it doesn't count. It was preseason. And the NFL completely wraps up the preseason tonight to make way for the start of the college football season. Mm. Those stories and more coming up in sports.
Does two count? Does two?
Nuh-uh.
Does two?
Nuh-uh.
Those folks who paid that kind of money to see that game say it does.
True, true. Hey, there were a ton of Aggies on the field last night for that game.
Just a ton.
A ton.
If you weighed them, they would have actually been 2,000
yes.
pounds worth of Aggies.
I think so, because Jaworski Lane was one of them. I mean, there's, what, 270 right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, at least. So. Well, did he? He played some.
Yeah, bowled over a couple of guys, too. Had a heck of a run.
Does so. Know how to do that. Okay. Well, that's so what was the score of that game?
30-13 in favor of the your favorite team.
Oh, man.
America's team.
They played
Jerry Jones' team.
Played at Jerry World, did they?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
How much money did they give out at the gate?
I think it was $617 because it's just an exhibition.
Right, right.
For everybody who was there.
But if you live in Arlington.
Well, but later on, you will really reap the benefits of that because you were stupid enough to decide to pay for it. But enough of that.
Wow.
So, well, okay.
Wow.
Well, not like they're the only ones. There are folks all over U.S. America who are going, oh, yeah, let's have a professional football. Oh, sure, I'll be glad to pay for the stadium. And they'll never get in. So. All right, let's see here. What's going on this way? A Tennessee driver was on the interstate there in Knoxville late yesterday when he was startled to discover he had an unwelcome passenger, called for help. State troopers said they would see what the driver saw, see if they could see what the driver saw. It was a snake inside the dashboard.
Oh, my. Sticking its head out?
And again, I don't know. Yeah, the car was towed to the driver's Honda dealer so the dash could be removed. Employees unable to find the snake on Wednesday. Now, see, okay, do you decide that that's a car you don't want to be driving again? Because, I mean, and I don't know what kind of snake it was, but...
Yeah, we're talking a little bitty grass snake, garter snake, or are we talking, you know...
Black mamba.
Like yeah. Now, but, I mean, do we compile a list of I have to say that I have had a situation where I've had at least one of those little lizards, those little chameleon things that change color from green to brown, crawl up from underneath the hood of a car that I was driving, you know, and get up on the windshield. Of course, then I immediately speed up to 80 to see if I can blow him off of there.
Right.
You know? But I mean, when it comes to the interior of your car, how long is the list of living creatures that you would allow to be in there?
I wouldn't think.
That you would share the compartment with. Because even those things, those lizards, which can't hurt you, would be startling at least. And again, I don't know that you're going to necessarily pull over to have the snakeologist Is it a herpetologist?
Yes, yeah. Herpetologist. Good job.
Oh, thanks. Well, I didn't know if it might be a snakeologist, so specialized or whatever, but, you know, call your friendly herpetologist to come by and see if that was like red and yellow kill a fella and red and black.
Send it back?
Yeah, venom lack, I think is what they
say. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
We're going to have a great time together.
It's always helpful to know.
You know.
Info.
Mation.
What do you mean, other than like scorpions? I mean, would you want to see a scorpion crawling around?
No, those
there?
Things creep me out.
Yeah.
Those things are unholy.
Yeah.
But
you know, I used to get that scared when I drop a lighted cigarette butt in the car too.
That was a problem as well.
Yeah, I need to kind of pull over.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Oh, there's no doubt, without a doubt, pulling.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at FitU, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at FitU. 492-1900.
Hey, it's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Indeed it is, and happy birthday to you if it's yours, and happy birthday to my wife.
Oh, well, good for her.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Yeah, that's
She may or may not be listening right now, but happy birthday to you. She shares her birthday, and so do you if it's your birthday today, with actor Bill Daly. You say, who the heck is that?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
you remember the show I Dream of Jeannie and Major Nelson had a friend.
Oh, yeah.
That was Bill Daly. Mm. Roger Healy is the character's name. He's 85 years old today.
All right.
Actress Elizabeth Ashley, do we know her?
Yeah, Evening Shade.
Okay, yeah, she's 73.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Jones, Cooter.
Cooter.
Crazy Cooter is 71 today.
This is the second Dukes of Hazzard person we have for
Believe
this week.
Believe so.
Yeah, because we had Enos earlier this
correct,
week.
Correct. Yeah. And not long ago, we had Barbara Bach, not to be confused with Catherine Bach,
no.
who played Daisy Duke.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Let's see. Olympic gold medal skier Jean-Claude Killy is 69. Mm-hmm. Actress Peggy Lipton, who is still an attractive woman, 65 years old, and mother of Rashida Jones.
Sure enough.
One-time married to Quincy Jones. Comedian Louis Black.
Yeah.
64. He's going to have a stroke on stage one day.
He is. Just a boy, he's funny, though.
He can be.
Yeah.
He can be.
Sometimes
you know,
a little blue.
A little. Man,
yeah.
That's. I think you're being kind.
Yeah.
Actor David Paymer is 58. He's one of those guys. You probably know him if you saw him. Actor Michael Chiklis, he's got a show coming out this fall that I want to watch.
Yeah,
Michael Chiklis is 49. He was the guy that was in, was it The Shield?
That's right.
That intense show that was on FX. For quite a while. He's got a show coming out on NBC this fall called Vegas.
Yeah.
And it's about Vegas back in the day with Dennis Quaid, no less.
You know, those movie roles are getting harder and harder to find.
Guess so.
Yeah.
Actor Michael Michelle is 46. Don't know who that is. Let's see. Moving on. Cameron Diaz.
Oh.
Looking like a spare tire these days. She's 40 years old. And,
doesn't look like a spare tire.
She does,
she's
Sue.
Cute.
No, she has never been cute. I've never thought she was.
I haven't either.
Even in the Mask, I didn't. I was. Everybody's like, oh, she's so hot. No, not really.
No,
but
hot and cute are two different things.
Yeah. I don't think she's cute.
Yeah,
I think her eyes are too far apart, and you know, and all.
And then what was the movie this year? Something about
Mary. Wow. You know, she was kind of cute. She was kind of cute because of the role that she played in that movie.
Yeah,
but I've just never found her attractive.
Got it.
Hey, don't hate. TV personality Lisa Ling is 39.
Oh.
Let's see, actor Michael Gladys, do we know him?
Nah.
35. Let's see, Andy Roddick, tennis boy, is 30 today,
mm-hmm.
and actor Cameron Finley is 25. Switching over to the B-list, a guy who's got a penny or two, Warren Buffett, is 82 years old today.
About to own a newspaper right here in Bryant, Texas.
They already does, thank
already
you very
does.
Much.
Okay. Yeah.
If you remember Robert Parrish, number 00 for the Boston Celtics,
yep.
This kind of makes me feel old because I remember watching him as a kid. Robert Parrish is 59 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, moving on. Oh, actor Timothy Bottoms.
Yeah, in one of my favorite movies.
And that
Last
would be.
Last Picture Show.
Indeed. He's 61 today.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, I believe that is just about
it. Yep, runs my list too. All right, 623.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So I say this is because, you know, Team Obama, this is a strategy. This is one. They want to divide this country, rich versus poor. It is a daily barrage of class warfare. Tax cuts for the rich. They don't care about the poor. They don't care about grandma. Throw granny over the cliff. They don't care about kids with autism and Down syndrome or the elderly. It is a narrative. It is false. It is a distraction. It is what you do when you said you'd cut the deficit in half your first term and you didn't do it. It's what you do when you said you'd create jobs and you don't do it. It's what you do when you say, I've got 3 years to fix this, or this is a one-term proposition.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, good morning. It's 626 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Going to be right at 100 today, actually next couple of days, and we'll be tickling that number all the way through Labor Day, as a matter of fact. Low temperatures not quite as cool as they've been, probably about 75 or so. Now, today our heat index is probably going to be up at about 103 or so. It's interesting, though, because we have northwesterly winds, and I'm guessing that's kind of because of the whole churning up that Isaac has caused. And so we'll have northwest winds about 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting as high as 20, but a heat index of 103, which is a little odd. So there you go. Right now we've got humidity of 64%. Winds are from the northwest at 7. And we have 78 degrees.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. AeroFit has the best personal training staff, AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
If you want to be persuasive, there's a magic phrase that will win people over almost all the time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Whenever you want to persuade someone or a group, it's really all about you and the way you present your information.
You can't just wing it. And I think inherently we all agree that people buy people, and your peopleness is communicated through the way that you speak and present.
Terry Shodine, author of the book Small Message, Big Impact.
There's three things that make a great talk. The first one is it's got to have a compelling case. The second one is that it creatively has to land in the mind of the listener, meaning that they can say, you know, I've heard that before, but the way you just said it just kind of landed in my mind in a different way, and now I get it. And then the third principle is the authentic delivery, speaking in your own authentic voice. So case, creativity, and delivery.
Where people often get tripped up is they try to give too much information in a preliminary talk.
It's easy to give a long talk. That means that you have to self-edit. You have to ask yourself, what are the most valuable and essential points?
And here's a great strategy. The next time you share a valuable nugget of information,
if you add this line, what this means to you is, all of a sudden you're going to pull people's attention and they're going to say, oh my gosh, okay, it's about me. This is how it's relevant to me. So if you say, you know, we provide X, Y, and Z, and what this means to you is, you'll immediately pull them back in again because that's what people care about.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right, serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's been confirmation of the death of a member of the Corps of Cadets at A&M who was reported missing Monday. 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston, who was last seen a week ago, was found in Marlin. Corps Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. posted the announcement online, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. Ramirez says Carey, a member of the class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. A new normal is being established by those affected from the multiple shooting in College Station 2 weeks ago. That includes employees of the local emergency service agencies and their families.
Scores of volunteers came to town to provide a variety of assistance the first 2 weeks following the shootings on Fidelity Street. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department was asked how they deal with the stress now that they're on their own again.
We've got to watch out for each other. And you know, and we're the best to recognize signs of stress in the people that we work with because we know what their normal is. And that's when we watch out for each other. And if we see somebody having what we can identify as a stress reaction, because we've all been educated on what that is, then it's our responsibility to take care of that person and make sure that person gets help.
Seaton says local law enforcement, civilian employees, and their families were among those receiving 2 days of assistance from agencies around the state. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two crimes reported earlier this week to College Station police now have suspects. One case involves an attempted sexual assault before sunrise Monday morning in an apartment on Southwest Parkway near Welsh. A juvenile is accused of being in the woman's apartment without her permission. The victim, awakened by noises, fought off the suspect, who then fled with her cell phone. The juvenile was being held on unrelated charges when he was identified in this case. And investigators believe they've identified the hit-and-run driver of an SUV accused of hitting a bicyclist in front of the A&M campus. The cyclist was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after being struck Tuesday night in a crosswalk at New Main and Texas Avenue. The driver's identity has not been released. There are many potential costs to violating traffic laws in school zones.
It's a $200 fine, then you have court costs and state and local fees on top of that. So it can be a very hefty fine, and rightly so, because it does involve the little kids that are running around the school. And you never know if they're going to run out the street or if they're going to pay attention to the crosswalk guard that's telling them what to do. So we want to give them as much attention as we can when we're driving through the area.
Officer John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers some school zones have flashing lights and others don't. And an unofficial observer at this year's Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
We just had a breakfast with the delegates from Congressional District 17 this morning so that we could get their feedback on the convention so far. But really, I have no official role. I'm really just here to carry the banner, if you will.
Flores says state law prohibits him from being a delegate. And Fried Cactus was announced Wednesday as one of the 8 finalists for the Zany Food of Choice at the Texas State Fair. Officially called Chicken Fried Cactus Bites, thinly sliced prickly pear cactus pads will be fried in chicken batter and served with jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauces. If something sweet sounds a little better, fairgoers can try fried chocolate tres leches cake. The cake will be soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, then topped with cinnamon, whipped cream, strawberries, and peaches. Other finalists from the deep fryer include jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, cinnamon rolls, and pork wings. Vendors are competing in the categories of best taste and most creative. The state fair runs September 28th to October 21st at Fair Park, east of downtown Dallas. WTAW news time is 6:35 at 77 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. You can find, there'll be more news at 6 after 7, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're a small business owner that is currently covered by the Scott & White Health Plan, this message is for you. Hi, this is Karen Herzog with Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. If you don't already know, Van Dyke Rankin has been selected as an inaugural member of an elite team for new and existing Scott & White Health Plan members. This means we are one of the few who can provide the absolute best support and service to your current medical plan at no additional cost. Look me up, Karen Herzog, VanDykeRankin.com.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's summer, people.
Well, that was rude.
Can we stop? My top hat is melting.
Now may not be the ideal time to go holiday caroling, but it's the best time to buy a Toyota during Toyota's nationwide clearance event. Right now, we're clearing our huge selection of dependable Toyotas, which means we're making incredible deals on many of your favorite models. From the fuel-efficient Corolla, to the rugged Tundra, to the reinvented Camry. Don't miss your chance to save big, because while summer may not be the best time to play ice hockey on a pond,
Where's the puck?
I think it sank.
It's the perfect time to get the Toyota you've always wanted. But the amazing deals won't last long. Hurry to Toyota's nationwide clearance event today. Get 0% APR for 72 months, plus $2,000 bonus cash on Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Plus, with every Tundra purchase, receive a complete Milwaukee toolkit. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 9/4/2012.
This year, First Yell will not lack for excitement. The first midnight yell practice before the first SEC home football game in the history of Texas A&M will feature a concert in the zone at Kyle Field, Texas music, Aggie style. That's right, this concert features Texas country music star Robert Earl Keen, Aggie class of 78. Plus the homegrown music of Rick Trevino, Aggie class of 93. And the one and only Granger Smith, Aggie class of 2002. This event on Friday, September 7th begins at 8 and concludes at 11 p.m., 30 minutes before the first midnight yell practice. Tickets can be purchased from the 12th Man Foundation ticket office by visiting their website at 12thmanfoundation.com or by calling 1-888-992-4443. Don't miss Texas music, Aggie style, followed by midnight yell practice. This year promises to be the largest yell practice in the history of Texas A&M.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Parts of Louisiana and Mississippi are going to see 25 inches of rain from Isaac, but so far the circulation has stayed off far enough to the east that we haven't been impacted by it, other than it's been pulling dry air down over the top of us. For today, a decent amount of sun, 90, partly cloudy overnight, 75, partly sunny, hot tomorrow, 95 to 100, clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Saturday's partly sunny, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin talks about what it means to not have a game under your belt before you take on the Florida Gators in now what is going to be the season opener. Plus, we'll hear from A&M athletic director Eric Hyman, all coming up in sports.
There you are. And by the way, it's Happy National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Ooh, I love a good toasted marshmallow. But it's a fine line between what is a nicely toasted marshmallow and what is basically a charred nodule of goo.
Well, and that's the thing is do you allow it to in fact become engulfed in flame?
You can do it for a brief second and it won't be too bad. But now, you know, but it can go bad very quickly. It's a delicate matter. It's kind of like trying to make a homemade caramel, you know, or caramel sauce.
Any kind of a sugar based candy
right.
is difficult.
Because that scorches.
Now, and you see, after you've had that semi melted marshmallow, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, can you really go back?
The raw marshmallows just kind of pale in comparison.
Raw.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to call it?
I don't know what else.
You know, that's the good thing about having natural gas, you know, a natural gas stove is I can roast marshmallows in my house if I want to.
See, he's already shilling for them. See? He's already shilling for them. The Electric Advisory Council is going, what? What do you mean?
Shut up, man.
Yeah, come on.
By the way, while we're talking food.
Yeah.
I have to give you props.
Oh, okay.
Because I tried something that you recommended and it weren't half bad.
Yeah.
So.
That was the idea of cooking ears of corn in your microwave.
Mm-hmm. It did just fine.
Yeah. So. And again, the time situation is great. The lack of hassle is really what like.
The corn itself left something to be desired, but it did fine.
But you know, to go back to marshmallows, you know, I don't know if you've seen now, they have some that are about the size of pillows.
That are specially for s'mores.
Yeah,
we've had some of those in our house.
Really?
So, you know, grandmothers provide you with a wide array of treats and snacks. That
saw this and thought of you, right?
Well, saw this because the kids are coming over this weekend, so now we're going to send all this junk home with them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we get yogurt in tubes.
Yogurt in tubes.
You know, all sorts
because
of stuff.
That's so cost effective.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the real world.
Or as the boy calls it, Yargit. So.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now, and the other thing is, I think the other day I'm in a grocery-torium and we have like French vanilla mushrooms now or something like
that. Really? I haven't
caramel
seen those.
Caramel mushrooms. They have flavored mushrooms.
Oh, I don't see.
No, I'm saying mushrooms. I'm sorry. Marshmallows.
Oh, okay.
No,
I was like, good grief.
Yeah,
really?
Caramel flavored marshmallows. I just want marshmallows.
I don't think I'd buy a bag, but I'd try them. You know, if somebody said, hey, I got a bag of these, you want to try one? Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you want to try one. Then if they suck, then you've got a bag of marshmallows that you're going to wait to become, pellets to shoot at squirrels.
Now give them to the dogs. We've had some of the French vanilla ones.
Okay.
That were in the shape of snowmen, no less, around the holidays.
Oh.
And, you put some of those in your cocoa.
Yeah.
And that's a nice curling up snack right there. Okay. So a little sugar overload, but...
Or just tweets. You could put a tweet in your whatever those things are called, mm-hmm. right? Those little chirpy things. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Did you say that those marshmallows were the shape of pillows or the size of pillows? Because my pillows are pretty big.
Yeah, well, no, the size of pillows. They really are. And, you got to check them out the bag. Yeah,
they're more the shape of pillows, sir. We're talking maybe 2x2.
Yeah.
So.
But they're big enough.
Oh, they're big.
Yeah.
But, if you took a regular size marshmallow, which keep in mind, the little ones are not the regular size. Those
right.
are mini marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
If you took a regular size marshmallow and just, that would pretty much be the size that you would get.
Yeah.
So.
But, see, now, don't you have an overflow problem when you're doing s'mores then with those?
Potentially. But,
yeah.
It's kind of like, that's part of the fun.
Sure.
But the one thing I was never able to achieve with the s'more is getting a nice good chocolate melt going on.
Right.
Because, if it's cold outside, the chocolate is still the consistency of basically a gold bar.
Yeah.
And so when you bite through the cracker and then bite through the delicious toasted marshmallow and then into the chocolate, it's tooth chipping time.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, so now I was going to look up how many calories there are in marshmallows.
They're surprisingly not too bad because I have looked before.
Yeah, 159.
But that's in a serving.
Yeah. Well, let me see, and I don't know what a serving. Oh, that's a cup of soft marshmallows.
Yeah, see?
That's not bad.
You're going to get tired of those before you do a cup.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we do those we do those a lot for... sometimes for snacks or part of snacks, or if, sweet tooth bothering somebody, and
there you go, 23 calories for a large regular marshmallow.
See, there you go. That's not too shabby.
Wow. Yeah, you could just, and then you take like 6 or 8 of them and make a pyramid and stick it in the microwave for about 30 seconds.
You stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds and you're going to be getting the 409 out.
Yeah, right. Do they explode if you make a pyramid out of them?
I don't know. We could always find out. We have a microwave here. That'd be a great last day thing for me.
Sure, of course it would.
Ben, right before I leave.
Just grab a bag of Jet Puffs and put them in there.
Going in.
Yeah. You could do two versions, one still in the bag and one out of the bag.
Actually, what we'll do is we'll do marshmallows first and then Twinkies second.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good. All right, Republicans convention last night. I think for the first time ever, I heard Condoleezza Rice really deliver a speech, not make a statement as Secretary mm-hmm. of State.
Well, but see, as Secretary of State, it's not your job to make a speech.
That's right.
It's kind of like, and props to Hillary Clinton. She didn't feel like it was appropriate for mm-hmm. her to be at the convention.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Anyway, it would take a pretty big room for this lady to not be the smartest one in it. I mean,
agreed.
An excellent speech having to do with the exceptionalism of the country, and she actually kind of took it from a foreign affairs standpoint. Is that you can't lead from behind? I believe is one of the that along with. I mean, they're going to make Obama continue to pay for lead from behind. If I don't make this work in 3 years, this will be a one-term proposition. And then, of course, you didn't build it by yourself.
Right.
It was a great speech she gave. I'm going, so where do you go from there? Well, they brought on Susana Martinez, who is the governor of New Mexico.
Hmm.
And a short speech, but again, came from that same idea of a background that allowed her to elevate herself to where she is now. And you had those two women coming on to tell a pretty good story. And then, here comes... Paul Ryan to accept the nomination, and he gave a completely different kind of speech. It was very slow. Let me go back to Condoleezza Rice first. Most intelligent speech I've ever heard at a convention. I mean, used big words.
Good.
Lots of syllables.
Good
stuff
for
like
her.
That. Yeah, I agree.
Make people
agree.
Go pick up a dictionary.
Yep, and find it and, react to that. And then, but Ryan's speech was delivered in a very slow way. He was not creepy, didn't scare you a lot with some of the things that he said, and he actually kind of poked fun at the age difference between he and Mr. Romney. Said we're generations apart. Said the songs on our iPods, I guess, are a little bit different. Said mine starts with AC/DC and ends with Zeppelin. He said I've heard some of his songs. while I'm in an elevator. So, you know, not bad. Poach a little fun.
And what stuff. Heard the other day, Paul Ryan is a huge fan of Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, he
That's awesome.
It is. It's kind of interesting. And
I mean, because that's like speed metal stuff. You want to talk about something to play on Tuesday for the elliptical?
Yeah.
I mean, that if that doesn't get you moving, you're not even fogging a mirror.
Well, you get.
And I don't mean it in a good way. It's like play it and let me get out of here because I'm frightened.
Yeah. Is this X90? Is that the workout?
PX90.
PX90. I mean, you know, the guy just he still moves. He's very young, obviously, and. And that's the new face of the Republican Party. They obviously need to have somebody up there who's young.
Well, strategically, they're saying, okay, Romney gets elected in 2012. If he gets reelected in 2016, certainly he can run. He's not going to be that because he's how old, 61?
Yes, 64, 63 maybe.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been done before. He'd be, you know, early 70s when he left office. I mean, they're trying to set the tone, you know, for not 8 but 16 years potentially. Yeah.
But again, he's got to come on tonight. This is really a defining moment. He's got to come on tonight and really make people believe, independents believe, that this is the guy that they could feel comfortable voting
well,
for.
And you pointed out yesterday, the guy comes across as cool.
Yeah.
And not in a good way, not in a Fonzie way. We're talking cool to the touch.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want out of a presidential nominee.
Yeah. Truth be known, we probably need that right now. We do need a CEO.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
We're in a hell of a mess.
But this is the convention's the pep rally, though.
Yep, that's it. Everybody's supposed to get charged up, get on the airplanes, and come back and make it work. All right, 6:49.
Find Amish furniture for generations at their temporary location on Boonville Road, just down the street from Kroger. Their new showroom is getting closer to completion, but you will still find all the beautifully detailed handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture heirlooms. And you can still receive 10% off any custom order. Stop by today and save at Amish Furniture for Generations at their temporary location on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor. And friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 1st, it's Market Goat Projects. Managing goat projects for success in the show ring can be a daunting task. We'll teach you how this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us don't have 40 hours a week to spend in our landscapes. It's not that it wouldn't be a nice option. We just can't make our livings out there. As a result, we need to plan things so we'll spend most of our outdoor time doing things that reward us best. Gardening is, after all, the best hobby in the world. Don't mess it up correcting mistakes you've made at the outset. Gardening should be less work, more fun. I'll be back with details after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You want to start every gardening activity with a very good plan. Think things through, whether you're building a deck or merely planting a tree. Consider the long-term implications of your addition and make sure it's compatible with your overall plans. Know each plant's mature size and growth form and be certain you've allowed adequate space. Good landscapes start with good soil preparation. Whether you're dealing with a heavy clay or a sandy soil, organic matter will be the best amendment. If you're preparing soil for small shrubs, ground covers, or annual and perennial flowers, rototill several inches of a blend of compost, pine bark mulch, Canadian sphagnum peat moss, and rotted manure into the soil. Trees and large shrubs will have to cope with your native soils eventually, so do no heroic soil preparation for them. Choose plant species that typically don't have problems. Ask your nurseryman as you're shopping to steer you away from plants that are prone to problems. There are hundreds of great options out there that don't involve all those threats. Concentrate on them. Larger plants will have a better chance of surviving in their new home, so you want to go with those. Shrubs planted from 5-gallon containers, for example, will have deeper root systems, so they'll be less likely to suffer from summertime drought than 2-gallon counterparts. As for trees, large 20 and 50 to 200-gallon container-grown trees are ideal. You get all of their roots so they suffer no transplant shock. They'll be less likely to die when summer's heat rolls back into town next year. Sometimes, however, you need the size that a bald and burlap tree brings, and sometimes the type you want simply isn't available in large containers. Again, know your nurseryman, deal with a local pro. Avoid formal pruning. That's the big tip of the day. We make so much extra work when we start clipping plants into unnatural shapes. Choose plants whose mature sizes and growth forms fit particular spaces, and then let them grow on their own. Sure, you'll need to do minor pruning and shaping, but always do it with an eye toward a natural look. Plan your color carefully. You can do it very effectively in small beds and in containers in strategic spots. You don't have to have large, large beds. Focus your color near entryways and around patios. You can get a lot of bang for your buck. I'm Neil Sperry, Garden Seating in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
6:53, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for a first look at sports. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. More rescheduling news coming from the Texas A&M football team, this time involving a 10-year deal to play the Arkansas game at Cowboys Stadium starting in 2014. Head coach Kevin Sumlin gave his reaction during a conference call yesterday.
I feel this is disappointing to some of our fans, but if you're going to be away, it's hard to say that you can find a better place to play than the venue that we're going to play in.
The Aggies still host Arkansas later this year. Next year's game will be at Arkansas before the series resumes at Cowboys Stadium. Meantime, the Aggies are preparing for Florida a week from Saturday following yesterday's postponement of the Louisiana Tech game. Sumlin was asked about the trade-offs of having more time to prepare for the Gators, but without a game under their belts.
I think every coach would like to play a game this weekend, and not start with one game behind everybody as far as being able to know what your team is about, particularly in a new situation. So, there's pluses and minuses to both sides of this equation. It's just how you handle it with your team and it all gets down to preparing and getting your guys ready to play on Saturday.
Athletic Director Eric Hyman met with the media for the first time since his first day on the job almost 2 weeks ago. Hyman says on his first day, he met with boosters at a 12-man camp, and their first question says a lot about what's on the minds of Aggies.
Where are we with Kyle Field? And I said, I just got here. And I got a heck of a learning curve going forward. But what I try to do is the first, what I said all from the beginning, what I'm going to try to do is look, learn, and listen, sit down and talk to everybody in the department, and I'll have a picture of where we are.
Hyman says the last few days have been a blur for him as he worked with weather experts and his counterpart at Louisiana Tech to make the decision to postpone tonight's football game in Shreveport. Just a couple of seasons removed from the program's first national championship, the A&M men's golf team will start the 2012-2013 season ranked 10th in the nation, according to Golf World and Nike. In moving to the SEC, the Aggies will continue to have tough competition, if not tougher. They're joined in the top 10 by 8th-ranked Arkansas, Auburn at number 6, and Alabama at number 1. Former Big 12 foe Texas is ranked 2nd. San Francisco Giants beat the Houston Astros 6-4 Wednesday night, helped in no small part by a former Astro.
Bench swings and it's a high deep drive to left center field. He crushed this one. It is gone and up near the railroad tracks. A booming home run for Hunter Pence. A 3-run shot and the Giants lead 4-0.
Pence has been a nightmare for the Astros since they traded him away in July of 2011, hitting 4 homers in just 7 games against the Astros. Evan Longoria homered twice. Tampa Bay roughed up Matt Harrison, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Texas Rangers 8-4 Wednesday night to snap a 4-game losing streak. In the NFL, Ori Lemon returned an interception 26 yards for a touchdown. Number 3 running back Philip Tanner had a 1-yard score, and the Dallas Cowboys finished the preseason with a 30-13 win over the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins. Head coach Jason Garrett says the team has been impressive this preseason.
So there are a lot of good things. Those are just initial impressions from the sidelines, but feel good about how those guys played. There's a lot to clean up. The execution's got to get better, obviously, but they're playing with the right spirit and mentality.
Rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill, the first-round draft pick from Texas A&M, already tabbed Miami starter, 5 of 7 passing last night for 35 yards, playing the first two series. Dolphins season opener is September 9th at Houston. It's a full slate of NFL action tonight as the pros wrap up the 2012 preseason. The Houston Texans are at home hosting Minnesota. Kickoff is at 6. No more NFL games are scheduled until the season starts next week. That frees up some valuable television real estate for the opening weekend of the college football season. And Texas A&M and Louisiana Tech aren't the only schools playing it safe, thanks to Hurricane Isaac. Stephen F. Austin's season opener against southwestern Oklahoma has been moved back a day because of concerns that the remnants of Hurricane Isaac might drift into East Texas. The game, originally scheduled for tonight at 6, has been moved to the same time Friday in Nacogdoches. 6:58, the sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An evening of food and fun is coming to Bryan College Station September 18th at the Expo Center. It's the Taste of Home Cooking School. Learn 10 new recipes, helpful cooking tips, techniques, and win door prizes. Tickets are only $11 at HEB Villa Maria store in Bryan, Celebrity Spawn Salon in College Station, the Brazos County Expo Complex, the Eagle, and online at theeagle.com. The Taste of Home Cooking School is brought to you in part by the Eagle, Atkinson Toyota, Celebrity Spawn Salon, HEB, and Factory Builder Stores.
Obviously, always so many reasons for you to visit David Gardner's Jewelers and Gemologists at 911 University Drive. And right now, it's back-to-school shopping time, as a matter of fact. Going on between now and Saturday, a chance for you to see some new fall fashion, and David Gardner's will be paying the tax. You'll get to see new pieces from Roberto Coyne and also David Yurman and other designers, plus they will debut Armenta, which is a new line that they are adding, and that's what David Gardner's, 911 University Drive. Brazos Valley weather forecast, going to be hot but kind of windy with winds out of the north. We do have a 20% chance of showers, but a high of 99 for the next 5 days. 78 now, it's partly cloudy outside. WTAW, College Station Bryan, news next from Fox, and we'll have some local news for you.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What was it like when Isaac hit?
The water rose from my ankles to my knees in about 1 minute.
He's in Mississippi. Areas there and in Louisiana flooded fast with Isaac so slow. Dozens had to be rescued by boat. And Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in New Orleans.
The water came faster than they expected after toppling a levee on the east bank of the Mississippi in Plaquemines Parish, where they're on damage control.
They're going to do a house-by-house checking of the attics and the entire area.
And Parish President Billy Nungesser tells us this morning that over on the west bank of the Mississippi, that water is now spilling over and flooding roads. A flash flood warning along Lake Pontchartrain. Flooding and structural damage along coastal Mississippi and hundreds of thousands, Dave, still have no power.
Now, Jeff, Isaac's a weak tropical storm moving toward Arkansas and Missouri, areas that need rain. The running mate was the warm-up act.
If we are serious and smart, and we lead, we can do this.
Paul Ryan rallied Republicans accepting the VP nomination. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the convention in Tampa.
After watching last night's RNC speeches with his grandkids, Mitt Romney now gets his chance to hit the stage. Warming up the audience was VP nominee Paul Ryan, whose message is that fear and division is all Democrats have left.
Surviving on slogans that already seem tired.
Ryan says President Obama has failed.
College graduates should not have to live out their 20s in their childhood bedrooms, staring up at fading Obama posters and wondering when they can move out and get going with life.
The GOP VP's nominee says the man who will turn things around is Mitt Romney. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, President Obama was in Virginia counterattacking.
You can decide whether we give a massive new tax cut to folks like me and Mr. Romney. Don't need it.
His convention's next week. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
No matter what the temperature is outside, Batteries Plus is offering one of our hottest deals inside. Save $10 on a new car or truck battery today. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through August 31st, where you'll receive $10 off Rayovac maximum car or truck batteries after rebate. Batteries Plus. The Replace It Place.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G. Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Before the first Texas A&M home game Saturday, come meet the original Junction Boys from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Meet them, shake hands, get autographs, and talk Aggie football with the very men that had the spirit and grit to play ball for legendary coach Bear Bryant at Texas A&M. While you're there, make sure to check out the new additions to their line of Aggie game day jewelry, Collegiate Jewel, available exclusively at Montelongo's. This line of Aggie jewelry is made in beautiful sterling silver, spirited maroon enameling, and semi-precious gemstones. You can view all of the pieces of jewelry at their showroom, 401 University Drive East, or view the collection online at Montelongos.com. And don't forget to like Montelongos on Facebook. Mark your calendars for the first Texas A&M home game Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Montelongos Fine Jewelry to meet the Junction Boys. This is a day from history and a day to remember heroic Aggies and the spirit of success at Montelongos Fine Jewelry, located at 401 University Drive.
WTAW News Time is 7:06 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets has confirmed the death of a student who was last seen last Thursday. The body of 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston was found Monday in a wooded area in Marlin. Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. wrote on the Corps website that Carey, class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read Ramirez's letter, which includes funeral service information. The College Station Police Department has announced that suspects have been located for two crimes reported earlier this week. Investigators believe they have the driver responsible for hitting a bicyclist Tuesday night in front of the A&M campus. Charges are pending against a man whose identity has not been released. Investigators were told an SUV was damaged in the front center after striking the bike in a crosswalk at New Main in Texas. The unidentified rider was taken to the hospital with what were described as severe or incapacitating injuries. And a suspect is in custody after an attempted sexual assault, reported Monday morning. A juvenile in custody on unrelated charges is accused of awakening a woman in her apartment, then fleeing after she was able to fight him off. The only other information released was the suspect did not have permission to be in the apartment located on Southwest Parkway near Welsh. More than 2 weeks have passed since emergency service providers converged on the scene of a multiple shooting in College Station. While assistance has been given to victims and those living in the neighborhood, who's helped the officers, firefighters, EMTs, 911 dispatchers, and others? WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, who was among those last year helping firefighters cope with the mental part of fighting wildfires, has been on the receiving end of assistance given by outside agencies from around the state.
And they held debriefings not only for College Station, but for all of the agencies involved. We had debriefings for the wives, because when something like this happens, it affects our families too. It's not just something that affects the officers, but whenever we lose a police officer in the line of duty, it affects the wives, it affects the kids. So there were debriefings set up for them as well as the officers involved. Separate one for command staff, separate one for first responders, and then a separate one for civilian employees of the department.
Seaton thanked Brazos County for arranging lodging and the cities of Bryan and College Station for providing meals to the out-of-town volunteers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Increased traffic enforcement continues as motorists adjust to the start of a new school year. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says they can't catch everybody.
I was in one school zone yesterday. We were filming a PSA about school zone safety, and the traffic unit was out there, and they were busy pulling car after car over, coming through, speeding in those school zones. And after he left that zone, I still saw people coming through the school zone going over the speed limit. So still trying to get people's attention about the school zones.
Agnew also points out the monetary price of getting caught includes a $200 fine plus court costs and state fees and what could happen if someone is hit. Among those taking in the Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Well, I really have no official role. The rules in Texas do not allow elected members of Congress to be delegates, and so we really don't have any votes. But we do have a heavy schedule of meetings to have with folks.
On Wednesday, Flores' day began with a breakfast with GOP delegates from his congressional district. Fried cactus was announced Wednesday as one of eight finalists for the zany food of choice at the Texas State Fair. Officially called chicken fried cactus bites, thinly sliced prickly pear cactus pads will be fried in chicken batter and served with jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauces. If something sweet sounds a little better to you, fairgoers can try fried chocolate tres leches cake. The cake will be soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, then topped with cinnamon, whipped cream, strawberries, and peaches. Other finalists from the deep fryer include jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, cinnamon rolls, and pork wings. Vendors are competing in the categories of best taste and most creative. The state fair runs September 28th through October 21st at Fair Park, east of downtown Dallas. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 77 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it online 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwerneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
It can be exciting. It can also be very stressful talking about buying or selling a home. This is probably your largest investment. If you are selling your home, you want to make sure you get as much of that equity out of it as you can possibly do. But if you're buying one, you want to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can. Zweiger & Associates partners with their buyers and sellers. They listen to their wants. They listen to your likes. They listen to your dislikes. And they want to make sure you are taken care of, whether you are buying or whether you are selling. Now, they can't make sure that the process is seamless, but they will do everything that they possibly can to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible. They've been around for a long time, a lot of experience. Zweiker & Associates knows how to anticipate those little hiccups that start to add up after a while. So they make sure the transaction goes as smoothly as possible. Whether you're buying a home or whether you're selling your existing home, find out what Zweiker & Associates can do for you It'll blow you away. Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
Christ United Methodist Church invites you to join us for a powerful five-week series on family and marriage each Sunday in September. Individuals and families are invited to come as we learn about family relationships and building community. The series will conclude on September 30th with a covered dish family reunion featuring homestyle cooking, games, and live entertainment. Join our family each Sunday in September at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, located off Highway 6 and South College Station, just north of the William D. Fitch exit.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Isaac's cloudiness and rain remain off to our east. We'll continue to watch it. Right now, it looks like it should stay east of us. Partial sunshine near 90 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine. Highs will be up to 95 to 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 75 to 80. Saturday is partly sunny and rather warm. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All geared up for the kickoff to the Texas A&M football season.
Yeah!
Oh, maybe not. No, not going to happen. But we will still hear from head coach Kevin Sumlin and get his reaction to the rescheduling of the game, what that means. Because now the Aggies are not only going to start the season with Florida, they're going to start it with SEC play as well. You know, a top 25 team, on and on. But you know what? Football is football is football.
Right.
We'll talk that and more sports coming up.
Yep. I mean, it's happened since then, but one of the big days for A&M, and this is, again, back in the day.
How long ago in the
day? Oh, well, long before you were born. Actually, probably before Chase was born.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Back when it was a big deal to be on national television, okay?
I'd say it's probably still kind of a big deal.
Well, it is. But it's watered down some.
Yeah.
I mean, this was back in the day when you had three networks and nothing else.
Exactly. And Texas A&M decided to move their football game with SMU to the first game of the season.
That was 1967.
There you go. Okay. So that was long before you were born. And it was really neat because they painted the field then, and they did Texas A&M on one end and SMU on the other.
There would be a lot of maroon strokes if you did something like that today.
Yep. And so they had the red and blue down there, and SMU won at the in the last minute of play, as I recall.
Wow.
Touchdown down on the scoreboard, and Inez Perez, who was about 5'2", threw this great big arc. And I just happened exactly, because I was doing dressing rooms at that time, and I just happened to be on the sideline and watch that happen in front of me. I'm going, I'm taller than that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the Aggies did move a conference game to start the season back then, and so hope it works out better.
Ponies helped out greatly by a guy by the name of Jerry Levias that day as well.
I think he was playing on that team, yeah. Humane Society officials in Southern California trying to determine who duct taped a turtle to a bunch of balloons.
See, you know, why you wouldn't do that? Yeah.
Some neighborhood residents found the turtle taped to the green and blue balloons, caught atop a eucalyptus tree. The residents called the Humane Society and the fire department. They arrived about an hour later. I'm guessing the turtle wasn't in it. I mean, how can you tell if a turtle's stressed? You know,
its head is inside its shell.
Not if it's a snapping turtle, though.
Personally,
I'd like to find out who did it and make them stick their hand in an aquarium with a snapping turtle.
There you go. Boom. Take that. Yeah. So there you are. Anyway, they'll try to find out who that is. All right. A major manufacturing plant in Miami has closed its doors all because some idiot Americans can't follow. Yeah. No, just a bunch of them can't follow directions. Blitz USA has been producing gas cans since World War II. But on August 1st, it was the company's last day of production, meaning that the 117 employees lost their job. Great historical company goes out of business because Blitz was unable to get product liability insurance after July 31st. So lawsuits against the company because
Some of these cans exploded, apparently, because I'm sure people were using them just the way they should. Mm. But since they couldn't get insurance to continue business, they had to close their doors. Most of the lawsuits were for people that put gas on fires, something the company has addressed in their labels before.
Mm-mm.
Who puts gas on fire?
Idiots. Happen to
I mean,
put
really?
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, that's...
What can I tell you? That's right.
I thought you were going to say they, you know, it was something as to me as simple as there's a reason why they tell you to put the gas can on the ground to fill it up.
Something happened. They did something stupid to the can and it ruptured. No, that's not the case. That's what it was. It's people doing that. So as a result, way to go, U.S. Americans. That company's out of business, and that, again, that's kind of unfortunate. Ooh, today we have Kat. We have a special quiz. Just for you, really.
Is it a happy quiz?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a happy quiz. It's a very happy quiz.
Yeah. A lot of downer
it was
news.
Written by Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a happy little quiz.
Yes, it is, yeah. So
from
anyway.
Beyond the grave.
Yeah.
But you have to talk like this while you're doing that. Okay. And you have to hear the brush strokes and all that.
Okay. Do I have to wear a fro?
No.
That would be awesome.
Really? Okay. So in the past year and a half, the federal government has decided they want to start cracking down with some new rules against bank and mortgage lenders designed to eliminate those executives and mid-level employees with prior convictions for serious offenses. Because, you really don't. You know, you don't want people with criminal records actually working in the mortgage and banking industry.
Your banker to be a felon.
No. But the banks are firing even low-level employees. Here's the story. 68-year-old Vietnam vet named Richard Eggers. He was fired from his job, which paid him $29,000 a year as a customer service job at Wells Fargo, because 49 years ago he used a cardboard dime in a laundromat machine and spent 2 days in jail.
Good grief.
Vietnam vet, 68, making 30 grand.
That sounds like it was an excuse.
They cut. Well, you're right. You're exactly
what
right.
What part of this was happy?
Yeah, they're cut. Although that didn't say that it's all happy today.
No, this wasn't the quiz.
No, we're not to the quiz.
That's called a tease.
No.
It's a reason for people to listen for the next 20 minutes.
Here's our good news story, though.
Okay.
All right.
You know what it was? I mean, before you move on,
yeah.
Because I like to harp on the bad stuff. It's part of my sunshiny disposition.
Of course.
No, I mean, it's. I guarantee you what it was. They look at his age and they say, we're trying to cut health costs.
Yep.
He's old enough. He can get Medicare.
Yeah. Our pool will be better if he's if he's out of it. So he's gone. And
it's just kind of shysty.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
Don't know what it means.
You gotta
be
very careful saying it. So
okay.
Make sure you say all the letters.
Pronounce the I correctly.
That's right. Pair of thieves in Dayton, Ohio, allegedly robbed a guy at gunpoint while he was waiting at a school bus stop.
Is this the happy story?
By a bus stop. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Police say the thieves snatched $40 from the guy's wallet and took his cell phone. But before they left, they asked him if he had enough money for bus fare.
Oh.
He said no, so they gave him $2 back and left.
Oh, my God. It's a kinder, gentler robber.
Exactly. So now they feel better. Now they feel better.
No, this is not a happy story. You know why?
No, they feel enabled. Like, we gave him $2.
No, you know what it is? This is the criminal element of the wussified America.
Oh, is it?
They've been made. They're still a criminal element, but they've been made to feel guilty just enough about their criminality to give the guy bus fare.
So now they feel better because they did that, and everything will be.
Your grandfather's criminals had no remorse.
No, that's true. They would just go ahead and shoot you or do whatever that they had planned to do. All right, here you go. Arriving in September, Adult Beverage Company will launch its newest ready-to-serve beverage. That's right, it's Adult Strawberry Milk, a 40-proof liqueur infused with premium vodka.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It does sound a little bit gross.
Just open it, pour it over ice, and volé, just like Mom used to make.
Well, who knows? Yeah. I've had strawberry beer, and it was good.
What?
They had it in Britain.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they don't have that around here. That's for dang sure. Strawberry beer.
Yeah.
You said it's 40% alcohol?
It's 40 proof.
It's the milky part that just sounds yucky to me.
Well, but they also do a chocolate milk, too, so if you want to do that, see if you want to go for the chocolate milk, that's out there.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Doesn't sound very good.
Okay. Oh, she's doing her Lou Holtz for us this morning.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Tennessee driver was on an interstate in Knoxville. We did that one. Idea bucket. Here you go. This is an app for you. This is like a pro-con list on steroids.
Oh, really?
If you, yep. You add ideas, you choose important criteria, and then you rate each idea based on those criteria. Let's say you want to take a vacation,
okay,
but you're not sure where you want to go. So you can add all the potential locations as ideas, and then you set up the criteria. Do you want it to be because of the shopping? Do you want it to be the attractions, the nightlife, whatever else? And once you've gotten those things inputted into the Idea Bucket app, it'll give you the options, and you can make your choice based on all the criteria. When you're done, the app says, this is where you ought to go.
Oh.
What if the app has some kind of like a hidden little, you know, like it was designed by someone where every time, no matter what you put in, it's like Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, we should get the Convention Visitors Bureau to kind of get in there and tweak that a little bit.
Check that out.
Sure.
And once again, in terms of vacation destinations, always compare it to the Price is Right. You'll never see the doors open up and say, you're going to Cleveland. You've got an all-expense-paid trip to Wichita.
That's
man. And after that, we're sending you to Haiti.
I was hoping that would happen. I mean, look. You're going to use an app for that? I mean, it's your vacation.
Scott, haven't you learned that technology is teaching us to have our decisions all be made by computers?
Yeah, I just I can't.
That's
think
where
of
we're going.
I just can't think of where I want to go. I'll do that. I'll let the computer.
Is this based on reviews from other people? I mean, because otherwise it would seem that, you know, if the program just thinks the nightlife in Omaha is the bee's knees.
You're right.
Then, I mean, you know, and it's going to rate you that over New York City, the city that never sleeps.
Right.
That seems a bit tilted.
How subjective is it?
Yeah, right, and exactly. If it gives you a bad place, is it going to...
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah. That's what's
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean...
We try to override it.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No, but I wanted directions to Little Rock.
Yeah.
No, you're going to Cleveland,
That's
Dave.
Right, yeah, and after that, we're going to Louisville.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
In 1989, when President George Bush signed into law the appropriations for the Human Genome Project, who could have foreseen how the science of imagination would become the science of the possible? Genome, the secret of how life works, is now on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. This exhibit explains the discoveries made as a result of the Human Genome Project, including the secret codes that make us who we are. Designed for all ages, the exhibit explores the nature and impact of our genes through visually rich environments, interactives, artifacts, and multimedia presentations. The exhibit is sponsored by Texas A&M AgriLife Research and presented in cooperation with Texas A&M University Whole Systems Genomic Initiative, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, the Department of Animal Science, and media partner KBTX Media. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/genome. Discover who you are at the Bush Library's new Genome exhibit.
The summer heat is finally here, and you don't want to spend any more time than is absolutely necessary mowing your grass. Hi, this is David Hogan reminding you that Hogan's Trucks has zero-turn rider mowers that can cut your mowing time in half. We have mowers from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris with 0% financing available now. Come by and test drive a zero-turn rider mower today, and we'll deliver it tomorrow. We can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Hogan's Trucks, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed. Providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Rely on the Moore family for your investment. That's Thomas Moore Feed. They're 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Hot today. We're talking a high temperature near 100 degrees, and actually we'll continue that all the way through to Labor Day, right around 100. Low temperatures at night, be in the middle 70s. Kind of an interesting situation, though, because we've got northwest winds at 7 miles an hour right now, and actually the winds will be up gusting to maybe 20 miles an hour today, yet we'll have a heat index of 103. That's odd. And again, it's kind of a little bit of the stirred-up stuff that Isaac has caused for us. Right now, humidity 64%, and we've got 78 degrees out there.
School is back in session. Your first lesson? Buying a new car, truck, or SUV from Sterling Auto Group for less is as easy as ABC. A at Sterling Auto Group. Zero down delivers. That's right. If you can sign your name, you can drive away. 2012 GMC Sierra pickups. Zero down. Just $279 per month. Plus, get up to $10,000 off remaining 2012 GMC trucks in stock. B. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car or truck, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. C. At Sterling Auto Group, get huge savings on all GMC Terrain, Acadia, Yukon, and Buick Enclave SUVs in stock with zero APR for 72 months on select models. At Sterling Auto Group, we are thousands less than the competition, and that makes buying a new car, truck, or SUV for less easy. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade. 72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
It's that time again. The 6th annual Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in downtown Bryan. Save the date, October 12th and 13th. Enjoy steak, wine, music, and fun in downtown Bryan. Save the date for October 12th and 13th. TexasRedsFestival.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
So here's where we are. Little over 2 months out from the election. Let's talk unemployment. Almost half of those who lost their jobs from January 2009 to December 2011 are still looking for work. Among those lucky enough to find another job, over half had to take a pay cut. A third took a deep pay cut, losing over 20% of their income. If you added in all the people who've only found part-time jobs, all of those figures would be much higher. This is the worst job market since the government began measuring the job market. This is the worst economic recovery since we began measuring recoveries. And there's a reason that we're in the worst economic funk since the Great Depression. When it comes to economic policies needed to put Americans back to work, we've got the worst administration in place. Who in the Obama regime can you point to with a history of private sector success? Nobody. How can a guy who never made payroll, with a cabinet who never made payroll, understand what it takes to make payroll? It's impossible, especially since this president shows contempt for those of you who do make payroll. I mean, even AP reports that employee paychecks aren't keeping up with inflation, consumer spending down, record lows. Unemployment's horrific. Obama took a mild recession, turned it into the worst in our history with no signs of improving. We simply can't afford 4 more years of this or of him. You ever wonder if a bank employee has ever stolen customers' identities? It's called employee access ID theft. An example? A bank employee in Ohio is indicted for identity theft, allegedly stealing more than $170,000 from multiple customer accounts, opening loans without customers' knowledge, skimming interest, and withdrawing cash. Now think of all the people with access to your identity, your credit, your bank account information. Employee access ID theft happens in banks, restaurants, and stores, and that's why I have protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate Identity Theft Protection, and you need it too. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or you can call 1-800-444-2810 and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810. 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Byinsky.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. Beginning September 4th, St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates will be in a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They are part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's been confirmation of the death of a member of the Corps of Cadets at A&M who was reported missing on Monday. 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston, who was last seen a week ago, was found in Marlin. Corps Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. posted the announcement online, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. Ramirez says Carey, a member of the class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. A new normal is being established by those affected from the multiple shootings in College Station 2 weeks ago. That includes employees of the local emergency service agencies and their families.
Scores of volunteers came to town to provide a variety of assistance the first 2 weeks following the shootings on Fidelity Street. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department was asked how they deal with the stress now that they're on their own again.
We've got to watch out for each other. And we're the best to recognize signs of stress in the people that we work with because we know what their normal is. And that's when we watch out for each other. And if we see somebody having what we can identify as a stress reaction, because we've all been educated on what that is, then it's our responsibility to take care of that person and make sure that person gets help.
Seaton says local law enforcement, civilian employees, and their families were among those receiving 2 days of assistance from agencies around the state. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two crimes reported earlier this week to College Station police now have suspects. One case involves an attempted sexual assault before sunrise Monday morning in an apartment on Southwest Parkway near Welsh. A juvenile is accused of being in the woman's apartment without her permission. The victim, awakened by noises, fought off the suspect, who then fled with her cell phone. The juvenile was being held on unrelated charges when he was identified in this case. And investigators believe they've identified the hit-and-run driver of an SUV accused of hitting a bicyclist in front of the A&M campus. The cyclist was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after being struck Tuesday night in a crosswalk at New Main and Texas Avenue. The driver's identity has not been released. And there are many potential costs to violating traffic laws in school zones.
It's a $200 fine, and you have court costs and state and local fees on top of that. So it can be a very hefty fine, and rightly so, because it does involve the little kids that are running around the school. And you never know if they're going to run out of the street or if they're going to pay attention to the crosswalk guard that's telling them what to do. So we want to give them as much attention as we can when we're driving through the area.
Officer John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers that some school zones have flashing lights and others don't. An unofficial observer at this year's Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
We just had a breakfast with the delegates from Congressional District 17 this morning so that we could get their feedback on the convention so far. But really, I have no official role. I'm really just here to carry the banner, if you will.
Flores says state law prohibits him from being a delegate. And Fried Cactus was announced Wednesday as one of 8 finalists for the Zany Food of Choice at the Texas State Fair. Officially called Chicken Fried Cactus Bites, thinly sliced prickly pear cactus pads will be fried in chicken batter and served with jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauces. If something sweet sounds a little better, fairgoers can try fried chocolate tres leches cake. The cake will be soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, then topped with cinnamon, whipped cream, strawberries, and peaches. Other finalists from the deep fryer include jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, cinnamon rolls, and pork wings. Vendors are competing in the categories of best taste and most creative. The state fair runs September 28th through October 21st at Fair Park, east of downtown Dallas. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news 6 after 8.
or you can go online any time of day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Summer in the Brazos. So many things we want to do except clean. It's hot. We're running around having a good time. When we get home, who's in the mood to clean? Molly Maid is. The home cleaning pros at Molly Maid love cleaning, so all you have to do is kick back and enjoy some cool AC and a clean home. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust. Call today and get started enjoying the summer. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or on the web at mollymaid.com.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4300 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Whenever a new person moves to town, Brazos Bounty is there with a welcome pack that can include information or items from your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Parts of Louisiana and Mississippi are going to see 25 inches of rain from Isaac, but so far the circulation has stayed off far enough to the east that we haven't been impacted by it, other than it's been pulling dry air down over the top of us. For today, a decent amount of sun, 90, partly cloudy overnight, 75, partly sunny, hot tomorrow, 95 to 100, clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Saturday's partly sunny, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M football team not kicking off the 2012 season tonight. They are moving their Arkansas game back to Dallas, or Arlington specifically, starting in 2014. And Eric Hyman, the A&M athletic director, almost 2 weeks on the job. He meets with media. We'll hear from him. Those stories and more coming up in sport.
So, yeah, it's time for us to hear about these foods that we may be having.
At the state fair?
Yep, absolutely, because, I mean, that's why you're there to get your tire slashed.
You know? Oh, gosh.
Well, Fair Park's
Which
a nice
state
part
fair
of town.
Do you go
it's
to?
It's a nice part of town.
It's a great part of town, especially after sundown.
Yeah,
Ask any of those sophisticates there for directions, and they'll be glad to help you.
Yeah, they'd be glad to. Got gold in their mouth, though. If they win Monday's 8th annual Big Tech's Choice Awards, you might find yourself lining up with the hordes of fairgoers to try out the concoctions of these people who I guess, kind of do this for a living.
Yeah, because you got some of the same guys. I mean, I think we learned that in the last couple of years. I think the guy that did the fried Coke a few years ago has done other things, and so it's...
Yep. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that the Tres Leches cake sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That sounds the best to me, too, I think.
Nick Burt said his concoction, which is fried Mexican firecrackers, is like sampling a Texas staple. Spicy chicken, cheese, and jalapeno mix wrapped in masa dough that's deep fried and served with a spicy sauce.
Huh.
Yeah. Got that going.
I'd try one of those.
Although the cactus, at first it sounds kind of gross, but if you think about it, I mean, I like cactus, and it can't be, it's probably about like fried okra, so it probably would be pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, if you like fried okra. Now, cactus is a little slimy.
Now, Mr. Burt, who, by the way, works as a deputy sheriff there in Dallas County Sheriff's Office, lives in Anna, Texas, actually. He had previously won with Texas Frito Pie, which I think we can all pretty much fry. Take you a Frito Pie and fry that? Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's fried doesn't mean it's better.
Now, come on, Kat. We're talking the State Fair of Texas here.
Unless you put ranch on top.
Well, now, see, and that brings us to the point. He is quite dismayed that another one of his creations, that would be Southern Fried Bacon Ranch, didn't make the Monday follow-up. He said, sounds like ranch dressing deep fried, which, you know, that sounds pretty good. You can make it happen.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
Okay.
Sounds awful.
You bite it open, and, I mean, you pop, and that out comes the ranch dressing?
No.
I mean, it's like the ranch is on the inside rather than the outside.
But I don't want my ranch dressing hot is the thing.
Yeah, it has to be on the outside.
Have to let it cool sufficiently, huh? So, of course, Kat told us about the chicken fried cactus bites there. We got the deep fried divine tres leches again, which if you missed the description again.
I can go down to the news.
I got it here. Okay. Tres leches cake soaked in buttermilk batter and fried to perfection. Then you take a light sprinkle of cinnamon topped with whipped cream, fresh strawberry slices, and peaches, and drizzle it with a yummy syrup.
Yeah, the buttermilk's the only part I'm not really sure about.
Oh, no, it'll be all right, because, I mean, you got so many other flavors to cover it up.
Yeah, I think buttermilk tastes like baby sick.
There you go. BS, right? Okay.
You consumed a lot of that?
No, it just tastes like how I imagine baby sick would taste.
There you are. A state fair spin this year on a Cajun classic would be your deep-fried jambalaya. That doesn't sound good to me.
I don't know. It depends on what they did. You know, if they did it like a little... You know, like a little cake or something like that, like a little crab cake with some crawfish.
It says here that it is from scratch jambalaya that's created using shrimp, Cajun sausages, and seasoning, then lightly coated with a seasoned flour, and of course fried to the golden perfection. Deep-fried southern delectable also served with made-in-the-house spicy ranch dressing. Wow. Then you got your deep-fried mac and cheese slider.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
No.
That kind of falls with the other day when we were looking at the the thing from the grocery store, and it had like a mac and cheese Hot Pocket.
Uh-huh,
yeah. I started placing that in the same spot in my brain.
See, I don't know that you want hot melted cheese in the middle of anything. That could be, you know, if it's unfortunate, then it's glued to the roof of your mouth or your tongue, and it's going to ruin everything else you eat that day. Then there's bacon fried cinnamon roll.
What?
No. No, stop putting bacon on everything.
A delicious French fresh cinnamon roll dipped in a special sweet pancake batter, rolled in crispy fried bacon crumbles, deep fried and sprinkled with powdered sugar.
Well, if it's just crumbles, that's okay, probably.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know what you're saying here when it comes to the other. All right,
well, have you ever eaten a Dutch baby? It's sort of similar.
No, because I'm not a cannibal.
No, that's the name of it. It's kind of, I
sure
think it's
it
actually a German-rooted pancake-type thing.
Really? Once again, the Germans give us, you know, a reason to hate another culture.
Right.
No, the Germans.
Or the try.
For the record, they call themselves Dutch, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so
anyway,
what is it?
It's kind of like a Yorkshire pudding or a pancake or something.
Oh, sure,
it's,
Chase. You remember the last time you had one of those?
Oh, we used to have them at the Red River County Fair all the time.
Anyway, you cook it in one of those big, big black pans,
yeah,
a cast iron pan,
uh-huh,
and it's kind of crunchy. It's sort of like funnel cake, but in a solid round thing,
mm-hmm,
and it puffs up, and you put syrup, and you put powdered sugar, and you put bacon on it, and it's good.
Yeah.
So bacon's not too...
Chase it with a beer.
So I'm seeing what would look good. It would taste good.
And
with
being British, they'd put beans on it. I'm curious.
Here's your fried pork wing. This juicy morsel is slow cooked for 6 hours, then deep fried, rolled and tossed in smoked bacon chipotle glaze. Look, if you cooked it for 6 hours, ain't that good enough?
Wait, did you say pork wing?
Yeah, it's called fried pork wing. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Well,
what part of the flying pig is this?
What
exactly?
Part of animal? Or what?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says a juicy morsel.
No. Nothing to be eaten unless it's baked. Nothing that came from anything that once drew breath should ever be described as a juicy morsel, because that is too vague.
Yeah, no, as long as you have other descriptors, I'm okay with it if you have other clarifications.
Parts is parts.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally, I like the name of this, picnic on a stick. Delicious, spicy fried chicken, alternated with tater tots and slices of dill pickle. Repeat 3 times on a stick, dip it in batter, roll it in breadcrumbs, and fry it till it's golden brown.
Who eats tater tots on a picnic?
Well, I don't know.
Well, because, you know, taters and gravy would be a little messy. Yeah.
And you
kind of hard to fry that.
Try to stick a skewer inside a potato chip, and that doesn't work very well either.
salad.
Yeah.
Yep. Now you got your choice of barbecue sauce, ranch, or honey mustard. So there you go. That's what our choices are going to be, and we'll see what the big winner happens to be. Hello. Wait, hello. Hello.
Earlier, y'all were talking about the Dutch baby, and me and my dad were saying that we haven't eaten a baby of any nationality.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, you buy a king cake. The whole thing is to avoid the baby.
Hello.
Yeah, they ought to just take the
statin medication, crumble it up, dust everything with that. That way you can have a chance of living after eating.
Ooh, absolutely. Just, ooh, it's chicken fried bacon with Lipitor.
Yeah. Let's call it that. It'll be just perfect.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
You may remember that when I was a kid, I fell victim to the neighborhood bully. He would chase me home every day from school until one day, my sister Kim stepped out from behind a bush and just decked the guy, and he never bothered me again. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My own experience is obviously not the best way to deal with the neighborhood bully. But author Brad Lewis has identified four ways parents can support their kids when they're being bullied. First, don't wait for your child to talk about it. If you sense there's a problem, say, is someone picking on you at school? A simple question. Some bullies will threaten to harm a child if he tells, but keeping the lines of communication open will assure your child that he's not alone. Second, watch for nonverbal signs of bullying. Does your child want to stay home? Does he keep losing his lunch money? Is he hungry right after school, even though he took a big lunch? These could be the warning signs. Third, encourage your child to make friends, because being with a buddy can deter a bully. While peer support does not replace adult intervention, it does provide an emotional safety net and can help restore lost hope. Finally, let school authorities know what's going on in a discreet manner. Your child may fear that if you make a fuss, it'll make things worse. Keep the same thing in mind if you know the parents of the bully and decide to contact them. Bullying is a rising problem in our schools, and kids in this situation need to know that mom and dad are on their side. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks.
7:51, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Sports brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best customized marketing solutions to promote your business. For the second straight day, there's a major announcement involving the schedule of the A&M football team. Starting in 2014, the Aggies' game with Arkansas will be played at Cowboys Stadium. Now, this year's matchup will be with the Razorbacks. We'll still be at Kyle Field. Next year, we'll still be at Arkansas. Not clear if it's in Fayetteville or Little Rock. but they will start playing in 2014 back in Arlington. Head coach Kevin Sumlin was also asked yesterday about postponing the Louisiana Tech game and the word coming right before the start of yesterday's practice.
When you get to, you know, within really 48 hours of really 24 hours of leaving to go to play a game, you know, it's a little bit of a letdown. But as I told the staff yesterday, you know, our coaches were down a little bit because it was right before practice, right before we go out to really have what we would call a Thursday practice for a Saturday game. So everybody was a little down, and we talked about it yesterday as a team, and I thought we created a little energy at practice.
He's kept a very low profile since his first day on the job almost 2 weeks ago, and that may be because new Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman has barely had time to come up for air. Hyman met with members of the media Wednesday and said he spent a lot of time talking with athletic department personnel, especially coaches.
Based on this discussions that I'll have with them and other areas in the department, we'll begin to develop planning for the future. And, you know, our strategic plan, we will do a strategic plan. And in our strategic plan, the starting point will be based on the conversation with the coaches, because I feel they're the ones in the trenches and they ought to have a pretty good grasp of what some of the things that we need to do as we go forward.
Hyman says he was hit with a fan question about Kyle Field his first day on the job, a telling indicator of what's on the minds of many Aggies. Last few days, Hyman says he's become a hurricane watcher as the decision was made to postpone tonight's season opener against Louisiana Tech. Just a couple of seasons removed from the Aggies' first national championship, the A&M men's golf team will start the 2012-2013 season, ranked number 10 in the nation, according to Golf World and Nike. In moving to the SEC, though, the Aggies will continue to have tough competition, if not tougher. They're joined in the top 10 by 8th-ranked Arkansas, Auburn at number 6, and Alabama in the number 1 spot. Former Big 12 foe Texas is ranked 2nd. In the NFL, it's a full slate of NFL action tonight as the pros wrap up the 2012 preseason. The Houston Texans are at home hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is at 6, and head coach Gary Kubiak says they have some hard decisions to make before Monday's deadline to trim rosters from 75 to 53 players.
You're going to go light someplace, you know, someplace else. So do you keep 3 quarterbacks? You know, those are all those very difficult questions. And, you know, I kind of have some my mindset right now a certain direction, but that can obviously change with Thursday night and what happens then and how we move forward.
No more NFL games are scheduled until the season starts next week. That frees up valuable TV real estate for the opening weekend of the college football season. Ori Lemon returned an interception 26 yards for a touchdown. Number 3 running back Philip Tanner had a 1-yard score, and the Dallas Cowboys finished their preseason with a 30-13 victory over the Miami Dolphins Wednesday night. Former A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill, who's already been tabbed as a Miami starter, was 5 of 7 passing for 35 yards. He played the first 2 series. When the Cowboys take the field next Wednesday against the Giants to start the regular season, the officiating crew will still be replacements. That's because negotiations are at a standstill between the NFL and the officials' union. The NFL Referees Association was locked out in early June, and talks on a new collective bargaining agreement have gone nowhere. Officiating supervisors will be on hand to assist the crews on game administration issues. A spokesman for the officials' union says the move is consistent with the NFL's negotiating strategy, which has been what he calls a take it or leave it or lock them out. An NFL spokesman says the league is prepared to resume negotiations at any time, saying the union talks to the media a lot more than they talk to the league. San Francisco Giants beat the Houston Astros 6-4 Wednesday night, helped in no small part by former Astro Hunter Pence. Pence's 3-run home run put the Giants up 4-0. Pence has been a thorn in the Astros' flesh since they traded him away in July of last year, hitting 4 home runs in just 7 games against the Astros. Evan Longoria homered twice. Tampa Bay roughed up Matt Harrison, and the Rays beat the Rangers 8-4 Wednesday in Arlington, snapping a 4-game losing streak. Once the Rays jumped out to a lead, Rangers third baseman Michael Young says it was too steep of a hill to climb.
We made it a ballgame, but I mean, they added some tack on runs late, and the back end of their pen did a good job. So it was nice to kind of, you know, put some runs across and make it a ballgame, but 6 runs is tough when you're facing a good team.
After dropping the last 2 against the AL West leading Rangers by 1 run, the Rays avoided the 3-game sweep. And the Collegiate Licensing Company in NCAA football yesterday announced the winner of the inaugural College Colors Day Spirit Cup and $10,000 toward the university's general scholarship fund. College Colors Day is the annual celebration dedicated to promoting traditions and spirit. Basically, it's to get fans of certain universities to wear the college colors on a certain day, in this case, Friday, tomorrow. The number 2 finisher in the poll, Texas A&M University. But the number one, interestingly enough, Penn State. Contest, by the way, was scheduled to run through August 31st, but because of inauthentic activity on the Pledge Your Allegiance website, administrators ended the competition a week early on August 24th. 7:56 right now, sports is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Okay, we're going to do our cat quiz here in just a minute. It's our cat quiz.
Is it a quiz about cats?
No, it's not. It's about things that people do, and I'm going to give you like a minute to work on this, okay?
Oh, no.
Think of like the top three or four things that people in Great Britain do for fun. Okay? Think about that. I'll be back to you in a minute, and you'll have to come up with answers for me. I don't know if you'll be able to or not, but okay? So I didn't want to just spring it on you just freely and completely, but you know, you will have to speak for the entire population of Great Britain, in other words.
Uh-huh.
You up for that? Okay. All right. We'll do that in a minute. Hey, folks over at Texas Truck Riggins, want to invite you by, you know, if you just bought a truck or an SUV, or maybe you've had one for a while and you want to get it kind of cleaned up, looking much better, they can do that for you at Texas Truck Riggins. They're located on South College, just down from the, across from the lake in Bryan. Now, let's talk about powder coating. Powder coating is similar to painting, except it's much stronger, as a matter of fact. It lasts longer. It's a harder shell finish. And you can powder coat bare metal or powder coat an entire body if you wanted to on a vehicle. The first thing a lot of people do when they buy a truck is to get a drop-in or a spray-in bed liner, and they can do that for you at Texas Truck Riggins as well. And that's just the outside of the vehicle. You know, there's side steps, there's toolboxes, there's headache racks. There's also grill guards that they can do for you, all different varieties of that. That's available for you at Texas Truck Riggins. But also you've got things to do on the interior. If you want to dress up the inside of your truck or your SUV, they can do that for you too. Voted best in the Brazos about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years running. So stop in and see them at Texas Truck Riggins on the South College. Hey, we're going to tell you how you can get tickets to see the Bort send-off, his last visit here to Bryant College Station as a radio personality, because that's coming up like a week from this weekend. So, you know, if Chase wants tickets, he's going to have to get in there with the rest of the crew. And, you know, no preferential
trivia. Commoners.
No preference. Has to do Jethro trivia with us this morning, and you're going to find out in the next half hour how you, too, could get tickets to see Neil Bortz at a very exclusive location, by the way, that we're not going to tell you. In the meantime, if you're clumsy and you drop your keyboard in the water, they now have one that will dry faster than ever and still work. WTAW College Station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Isaac is still full of bluster, but not as much. Now a weak tropical storm moving deeper inland, leaving flooding in its wake. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in New Orleans.
Isaac is now responsible for two deaths in the U.S., one in Louisiana, another in Mississippi, and emergency officials along the Gulf Coast are still urging people to stay inside as bands of Isaac still kicking up heavy rains and tornado warnings right now issued for southeastern Mississippi.
Now, my 27 years, I have never seen water this high in these places that you never see water.
Tangipahoa Parish President Gordon Burgess, damage control is being done, and there's flooding, major flooding reported in southeastern Louisiana that crews are on their way to. And the flood protection system, though, here in the Big Easy, Dave, it worked well.
Now, Jeff, a promise from the Republican who wants to be vice president.
We are going to solve this nation's economic problems.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the convention in Tampa.
He's sounding like Mitt Romney's attack dog, VP nominee Paul Ryan, saying the Obama administration is adrift.
Grasping at a moment that has already passed, like a ship trying to sail on yesterday's wind.
Ryan has warmed up the RNC crowd for what's to come tonight, the big nomination speech by Mitt Romney. Adding a little humor, Ryan says he and the presidential nominee agree on a lot. However,
I hope it's not a deal breaker, Mitt. Well, my playlist, it starts with AC/DC and it ends with Zeppelin.
Brian jokes that Romney's music is usually found on an elevator. Dave?
And Jennifer, President Obama called Ryan's speech dishonest. That's the campaign. Their convention's next week. 374,000 Americans needed new unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims the same as the week before. We spent more than we made last month. Consumer spending slightly outpaced income growth. A 0.4% gain, that's the best in 5 months. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov. A reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
There's a really big sale at Half Price Books this Labor Day weekend.
20% off everything in the store.
Everything you can haul to the counter, 20% off.
Store-wide, extra 20% off everything sale Thursday through Monday at Half Price Books.
20% off, yeah.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post Best Online Store and the Best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
WTW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go online to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets has confirmed the death of a student who was last seen last Thursday. The body of 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston was found Monday in a wooded area in Marlin. Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. wrote on the Corps website that Carey, class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read Ramirez's letter, which includes funeral service information. The College Station Police Department has announced that suspects have been located for 2 crimes reported earlier this week. Investigators believe they have the driver responsible for hitting a bicyclist Tuesday night in front of the Texas A&M campus. Charges are pending against a man whose identity has not been released. Investigators were told an SUV was damaged in the front center after striking the bike in a crosswalk at New Main in Texas. The unidentified rider was taken to the hospital with what were described as severe or incapacitating injuries. And a suspect is in custody from an attempted sexual assault reported Monday morning. A juvenile in custody on unrelated charges is accused of awakening a woman in her apartment, then fleeing after she was able to fight him off. The only other information released was that the suspect did not have permission to be in the apartment located on Southwest Parkway near Welsh. More than 2 weeks have passed since emergency service providers converged on the scene of multiple shootings in College Station. While assistance has been given to victims and those living in the neighborhood, who's helped the officers, firefighters, EMTs, 911 dispatchers, and others? WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, who was among those last year helping firefighters cope with the mental part of fighting wildfires, has been on the receiving end of assistance given by outside agencies from around the state.
And they held debriefings not only for College Station, but for all of the agencies involved. We had debriefings for the wives, because when something like this happens, it affects our families too. It's not just something that affects the officers, but whenever we lose a police officer in the line of duty, it affects the wives, it affects the kids. So there were debriefings set up for them as well as the officers involved. Separate one for command staff, separate one for first responders, and then a separate one for civilian employees of the department.
Seaton thanked Brazos County for arranging lodging and the cities of Bryan and College Station for providing meals to the out-of-town volunteers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Increased traffic enforcement continues as motorists adjust to the start of a new school year. Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says they can't catch everybody.
I was in one school zone yesterday. We were filming a PSA about school zone safety, and the traffic unit was out there, and they were busy pulling car after car over, coming through, speeding in those school zones. And after he left that zone, I still saw people coming through the school zone going over the speed limit. So still trying to get people's attention about the school zones.
Agnew also points out the monetary price of getting caught includes a $200 fine, plus court costs and state fees, and what could happen if someone is hit. Among those taking in the Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Well, I really have no official role. The rules in Texas do not allow elected members of Congress to be delegates, and so we really don't have any votes. But we do have a heavy schedule of meetings to have with folks.
On Wednesday, Flores' day began with a breakfast with GOP delegates from his congressional district. Fried cactus was announced Wednesday as one of eight finalists for the zany food of choice at the Texas State Fair. Officially called chicken fried cactus bites, thinly sliced prickly pear cactus pads will be fried in chicken batter and served with jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauces. If something sweet sounds a little better to you, fairgoers can try fried chocolate tres leches cake. The cake will be soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, then topped with cinnamon, whipped cream, strawberries, and peaches. Other finalists from the deep fryer include jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, cinnamon rolls, and pork wings. Vendors are competing in the categories of best taste and most creative. State Fair runs September 28th to October 21st at Fair Park, east of downtown Dallas. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 80 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or any time of day on WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
When you buy a certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just driving. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
810 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. Brazos Valley Recycling, a simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
Isaac's cloudiness and rain remain off to our east. We'll continue to watch it. Right now, it looks like it should stay east of us. Partial sunshine near 90 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine. Highs will be up to 95 to 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 75 to 80. Saturday is partly sunny and rather warm. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Cat McMullen, the newest infomaniac, was given an assignment here about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, gosh.
And now your homework is due.
Oh.
Have you prepared for your assignment?
Yes, sir.
You have some answer? Don't say sir. It makes me feel old.
Well, you ask me questions in a teacherly tone.
That's right. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. They asked, how many did they ask? It says a survey of British adults. They asked them to list their 40 favorite pastimes. Now, we're not going through all 40. And I just asked Kat because, you know, she lived in Great Britain, so she knows everything about the country.
Oh, now that is just not true.
Okay. What was...
Well, you're the closest thing to an expert on this show. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So anyway, so did you... How many do you have on your list here?
Well, I know you said only write four, but I ended up writing about six.
Oh, there you go. An overachiever. All right. So here we go. Let's see if any of yours happen to make this list that we have in front of us. Okay. What do you
got? Well, and something, too, about Great Britain is it really depends what season of year it is.
Oh, sure.
One of them was watching or playing sports.
Oh, that's number nine. Okay.
Going to pubs.
That's very good. That's number four.
Sunbathing.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
If there's a sunny day, they're like yeah. Indecent out there.
Well, but that's just it. Number one, there's never any sun in Britain. And number two, they're all pale.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Traveling the countryside, looking at stately homes or just the countryside itself.
See, I'm just going to say number one is a long walk in the country.
That's
pretty dang close. Okay.
And then going to the beach. Every bank holiday, everybody jumps on the train. And like I did that myself. We went to a beach called Cleethorpes. They ride donkeys on the beach.
Of course they do. Like Galveston.
The tradition is if you're like an old guy, you lay down, you take off your shirt, and you tie your handkerchief on your head.
What would the definition of old be to you, Kat?
Age is relative.
Just saying. Yeah, okay. All right. And what else?
And they also have the very freshest fish and chips and mushy peas at the beach. I've had some amazing.
Yeah, those mushy peas. How about it, Chase?
I love them. They're good. No, they really are
good. All
right, good.
Okay. What's your last thing that you have for?
Oh, I think that was it. That's I miscounted.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Number one is a long walk in the country. Number two is reading in the garden.
Oh, I didn't know anybody who read in the garden.
Yeah,
I should have put watching TV. That's what a lot of the people I knew did.
Yeah. Number three, eating out. Number four, having a pint at the pub. Number five is cooking. Then playing computer games is number six.
They do cook a lot.
Yeah, listening to music. Well, they got nothing else to do, and it's always, you know, cloudy outside.
No, they do have plenty of other things
number
to do.
Number seven is listening to music. Number eight is gardening. Number nine is watching football or soccer. Number 10 is watching TV. Facebook came in at number 14. Writing poetry was number 39.
I'll tell you, speaking of writing poetry, one thing they do that's cool there that I've had never heard of in Texas is they do, like, storytelling. Like, that is a event. They have there's a place called, I think, the Black Cat or the Cheshire Cat or something, and, like, once a month, all these people gather and, like, the idea is to sort of, as professionally as you can and engagingly as you can, tell a story. It's really cool. They don't do that in Texas.
Well, they used to, but they got tired of hearing the same old story every time Harlan got up there.
Exactly right, and he forgot he'd told it the week before. What did not make the list of the 40 best pastimes in Great Britain was going to the dentist. All right, it's 8:14. Folks from the city of Bryan are here this morning to play Jethro Trivia. Well, they didn't come here to play Jethro Trivia, but they're going to.
No, Jethro Trivia is how we bribe them.
That's right, sure.
To be on our show.
Yeah, no prizes involved anyway.
Yeah, we got to work on bribing then.
Yeah, well,
Scott, that's the only reason I came back. Is last time I was here, we didn't get to play.
That's true. Hugh Walker, the deputy city manager. I looked out there and went, Hugh's here again. What's that about? And so I didn't know that was a priority, but we'll try to always make sure we can do that. So anyway, and Sean's here this morning, so here we go. And this morning, you know what we're going to do? We're going to let you answer first, Hugh, just for something different.
Wait, I'm sorry, Scott. Sean who?
Sean Smith.
Sean, yeah, from the city of Bryan.
Oh,
and then, of course, you remember Hugh. You didn't get to meet Hugh. We'll make sure that you get to meet
Hugh.
Only
on the radio.
That's right. Okay. So here we go. It's time for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. You know, Chase, you've only got like two more chances at this, buddy.
I know, man. He's tearing up. Getting emotional.
Really. All right, so here we go. It's okay. Today's topic is Operation.
Like the game?
Yeah. A routine kidney transplant recently went awry at an Ohio hospital. What happened? A, they removed the wrong kidney. B, they removed the spleen instead. C, they threw away the right kidney. Or D, they broke up another fight between Meredith and McDreamy. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's a Grey's Anatomy reference.
Oh, of course it is. All right. So
You're on the cutting edge of pop culture, but just missed that one.
Okay. A, removed the wrong kidney. B, removed the spleen instead. C, threw away the right kidney. Or D, the fight broke out between Meredith and McDreamy. Hugh, what's your answer?
Spleen.
Spleen. Okay, that they removed the spleen instead. Mm-hmm. Sean?
All right, I think they threw away the wrong kidney.
Oh, okay. It was removed the wrong kidney or threw away the right kidney?
Threw away the right one.
Okay, threw away the right kidney. Chase?
You know, I would hope. Where was this?
This was in Ohio.
It's got to be one of the most awful things I've ever heard.
Yeah. I would say that hopefully you could tell the difference between the spleen and a kidney.
Well, I hope so.
As a medical professional.
I don't know.
I'm going to agree with Sean. Okay. I think they threw away the right kidney.
Okay, and Kat?
Yeah, I'll say they took out the wrong kidney just so I can be different.
Be different. You be different. What are the chances? Nope. Actually, they threw away the right kidney.
Oh, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Sean's got a streak going.
That's horrible.
Two
what
nurses
happened to
at
the
a
lady?
Toledo hospital were suspended. Yeah, I guess when the donor kidney was actually thrown away in the trash.
Did they go find it?
During the procedure.
Are you going to dust it off? Is there a 5-second rule on organs?
They just let a raccoon loose in the room and it found it. Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
That's terrible.
A little gnarled when they got it back.
A heartbeat. Now, that is a poor choice of words.
But he washed it, you know, before he gave it back.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
Well,
I was just thinking, I mean, that's why you always mark the good kidney, you know. just bust out a Sharpie.
Yes. That's why God made Sharpies.
Yeah,
so this was one. All right. Yep. Okay. Thank you. It's time now for us to go on with the show. So, what do you got for us this morning?
All right. I would like to announce that pre-sale tickets are available for Texas Reds on the Texas Reds Festival website, texasredsfestival.com, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
If, as usual, Friday night is free, but Saturday there is a fee to get in. Mm-hmm. But if you buy your ticket early, it's $4.
Oh, very good.
So that's a good deal. The Wine Lovers package is $30. You're going to save $6 there. And the steak dinner is $19, and you're going to save about $4 there.
Ah, very good. Now, also, we need to mention this. Y'all are going to have TV screens there now because it's important because A&M's not going to be playing that weekend.
Well, now it's very important that we have TV screens there. Yeah. We have what used to be called the tailgate area, but we stopped using the word tailgate because people started showing up with their RVs.
Yeah.
So
we don't want to do that.
No, it's just a tent. It has several TVs and tables, and it's shaded, and you'll have a cold beverage, and you can watch the A&M football game. But, you know, that's only if you don't go.
I got you. So come there and enjoy yourself at Texas Reds, and you don't have to miss the Aggie game too, right?
That's right. Don't miss it.
And so, as mentioned, Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker's here again this morning. How are you?
Great.
All right. What brings you in again to our fair radio station besides meeting Kat face-to-face and playing Jethro Trivia?
Well, want to talk golf course just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But first, Texas Reds, volunteers. We need volunteers. Oh, so sure. We're encouraging folks to go out and go online, sign up, call us, whatever it takes, but we need volunteers.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of an interesting deal, obviously, making the switch, hoping that the weather is a little more comfortable for folks. But, you know, you don't know how many people are going to show up.
You just don't know. Yeah. And we've got to be prepared as if we're going to have a whole bunch.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. Let's hope that does happen. So if they want to be volunteers, what do you do?
Yeah, same thing. You can go online, get information. You can call us, get information. But online is probably the easiest way. There's forms out there. There's details about the different positions. So just go online and do a little research. Let us know.
I got you. All right, but we're here to talk golf as well.
Golf course, absolutely. We've got some exciting things going on at the course. First of all, we are going to have a meeting on Monday, September 17th, for anybody that wants to share their thoughts about the golf course.
Okay.
In particular, we want to know what folks think we're doing well, what we're not doing so well, and maybe what they would suggest that we change. So,
yeah, if you're not part of the golfing universe, you'd think that's a lot of trouble. But if you are, many times this has been in the crosshairs, really.
Absolutely. And this time we're going to reach out and just get some comments and feedback from the folks that use it. Come share it with us. So we're going to do it that evening, on a Monday evening. Try to make it as convenient as possible. Do it at City Hall. Come share your thoughts. We want to hear from you.
Yeah. Is there going to be some alternative ways that they could communicate to if for some reason they can't even be there at that time?
We'll always take calls, emails, stop in the pro shop, let Billy Bob or Marky or somebody know your thoughts, and any way that we can get information, we're willing to accept it.
Yeah, sure. Well, again, it's such a great location. It's so convenient for so many people, and obviously within the budgetary restraints you have, you want it to be as nice an experience as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to make some changes out there. We've got some things in mind that we're going to make a few changes, but we want to hear from folks first.
Okay.
And then you talk about a great experience, Labor Day. We have a special going on. First of all, you can play till noon for only $29, which is a pretty good deal, but it's even better afternoon. It's $20.
Oh, okay.
That includes a cart.
Sure.
And the best part of all is it also includes a free hot dog.
Hey, there you go.
Absolutely.
Is the hot dog cooked or is it like a cold hot dog?
You know, we can do it either way. We're flexible. We aim to please. So, you know, if you want a raw hot dog, we'll try to meet your needs.
Now, do they need to tea times need to be set ahead of time, or how do you do that?
That's going to be the best way to do it.
Okay.
And again, you can do that online, or you can call or stop in. A lot of folks there on a regular basis, they can set that up anytime while they're there. But swing on by. If you don't have a tea time, we'll try to get you on the
Look
course.
At that. You could play 36 that day for $50. I mean, basically,
there
that would work
Absolutely.
Out. So one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Okay, yes.
Very good.
And eat a hot dog in between.
It's the whole day. Exactly. Your wife will be glad to get you. Your spouse will be glad to get you out of the house. That's for sure.
Right.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Hugh. I appreciate it. That's Hugh Walker. He's the Deputy City Manager of the City of Bryan. We visit with folks from the city on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620.
We check the new data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The government says we picked up the pace of spending last month. That's a possible sign of increasing confidence. Consumer spending was up 0.4% in July. Personal incomes did not keep pace. They were up 0.3%. The number of newly laid off workers is holding steady. 374,000 people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. That was the same as the week before. DuPont is selling its auto paint business to the private equity firm Carlyle. It's a deal valued at nearly $5 billion. United Continental will use its new Boeing 787 Dreamliner jets on domestic routes until international Dreamliner service is phased in. The carrier expects to take delivery of the first five new planes at its Houston hub. They'll begin flying to other domestic hubs November 4th. United Continental has ordered a total of 50 of the jets. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of what could be a quiet session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
Well, back up to near 100 degrees today. Folks at Intercon remind you that, you know, you may not know if your windows are energy efficient this time of year. You notice it more often in the wintertime because there's kind of that cold air that may seep in around that window that's not sealing as well as it used to, or maybe it never did seal very well. Nonetheless, you notice it in the wintertime, but the exchange is going on all the time. If they're not energy efficient in the summer, they're not energy efficient in the winter. You know it in the winter, you just don't notice it in the summer. So all it takes is a phone call to rectify that problem. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Let their experienced people come out, have a look at your windows, kind of give you some options after they assess it as to what's the best thing to do. How do you handle this problem? Can you repair the window that's in there right now, or do you need to put a new one in? Either way, they'll be glad to do that for you at Intercon, and they've been doing it for years and years. But most importantly with Intercon, they'll never give you any high pressure. They give you the price. It's a fair price. They know that. They've been doing it for a long time. They've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers all over the Brazos Valley, and they'd like for you to be one too. So give them a call, and if everything works out fine, then they'll come out. They're experienced installers who, again, are local people, come out, take care of it. And, you know, it is something that is kind of an art to be able to take that window out without ruining the window box and putting the new ones in. They do it every day at Intercon. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them solve your window energy problems right away.
It's time for the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair. Get ready on September 6th through the 9th for 4 days of live music featuring headline entertainment from Fred Andrews and Honey Brown, Cody Johnson, Brandon Ryder, and Rick Trevino. Tickets are just $10 and include full access to the concerts, rodeo, and fair. Season passes are available for $25 from Cavenders, Commerce National Bank, and Producers Co-op. For information, log on to BrazosValleyFair.com or call 823-3976. Be a part of history and join us at the fair.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see, I was going to do something scientific here, if at all possible. Well, there it is.
Precision Decisions. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. People tend to trust a product more when the manufacturer uses precise language in its description. This according to University of Michigan consumer psychologists Charles Zhang and Norbert Schwartz. They had volunteers imagine they were going on a 90-minute hike. Then they had them choose between a GPS unit that promised 2 hours of battery life versus one that claimed to last for 120 minutes. That's the same amount of time, but Zhang says the volunteers preferred the 120-minute option because it sounds more precise and trustworthy than 2 hours.
People will feel unsafe purchasing that 2-hour GPS device because it's very likely that it falls under an hour and a half. However, it's very hard to imagine that if you claim it's 120 minutes battery life, it would actually end up with shorter than 90 minutes. It sounds implausible.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
There's a movement afoot in Texas, a movement, I tell you, that once it gets rolling will transform the entire state from Beaumont to Presidio, from Lubbock to Brownsville, and all points in between. Folks are tired of their 52-inch waistlines, their butt-filled ashtrays, their untoned muscles, and they're saying a very vocal.
No!
And they're doing something about it together. Am I right?
Yes!
Communities are organizing farmers markets. They're opening hike and bike trails in their parks and green belts. They're challenging each other to quit tobacco. And why?
It's fun!
That's right. It's fun to wake up feeling better every day. It's fun to know you're avoiding chronic disease and conditions later in life, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and early death. So put down your French fries, cigarettes, and remote controls. Join the movement and give yourself a fighting chance to feel better today and prevent chronic disease later in life. And one more thing.
Long live Texans!
Louder?
Long live Texans!
Learn how to get your community going. Go to longlivetexans.com.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
There's a really big sale at Half Price Books this Labor Day weekend.
20% off everything in the store.
Everything you can haul to the counter, 20% off.
Store-wide, extra 20% off everything sale Thursday through Monday at Half Price Books.
20% off, yeah.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations. Go online at callawayjones.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. There's been confirmation of the death of a member of the Corps of Cadets at A&M who was reported missing on Monday. 22-year-old Anthony Carey of Houston, who was last seen a week ago, was found in Marlin. Corps Commandant Joe Ramirez Jr. posted the announcement online, which you can read on our website at WTAW.com. Ramirez says Carey, a member of the class of 2013, was going to be the executive officer of Squadron 18 this year. A new normal is being established by those affected from the multiple shootings in College Station 2 weeks ago. That includes employees of the local emergency service agencies and their families. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
Scores of volunteers came to town to provide a variety of assistance the first 2 weeks following the shootings on Fidelity Street. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department was asked how they deal with the stress now that they're on their own again.
We've got to watch out for each other. And we're the best to recognize signs of stress in the people that we work with because we know what their normal is. And that's when we watch out for each other. And if we see somebody having what we can identify as a stress reaction, because we've all been educated on what that is, then it's our responsibility to take care of that person and make sure that person gets help.
Seaton says local law enforcement, civilian employees, and their families were among those receiving 2 days of assistance from agencies around the state. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two crimes reported earlier this week to College Station police now have suspects. One case involves an attempted sexual assault before sunrise Monday morning in an apartment on Southwest Parkway near Welsh. A juvenile is accused of being in the woman's apartment without her permission. The victim, awakened by noises, fought off the suspect, who then fled with her cell phone. The juvenile was being held on unrelated charges when he was identified in this case. And investigators believe they've identified the hit-and-run driver of an SUV accused of hitting a bicyclist in front of the A&M campus. The cyclist was taken to the hospital with severe injuries after being struck Tuesday night in a crosswalk at New Main and Texas Avenue. The driver's identity has not been released. And there are many potential costs to violating traffic laws in school zones.
It's a $200 fine, then you have court costs and state and local fees on top of that. So it can be a very hefty fine, and rightly so, because it does involve the little kids there running around the school. And you never know if they're going to run out of the street or if they're going to pay attention to the crosswalk guard that's telling them what to do. So we want to give them as much attention as we can when we're driving through the area.
Officer John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department reminds drivers some school zones have flashing lights, others don't. An unofficial observer at this year's Republican National Convention is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
We just had a breakfast with the delegates from Congressional District 17 this morning so that we could get their feedback on the convention so far. But really, I have no official role. I'm really just here to carry the banner, if you will.
Flores says state law prohibits him from being a delegate. And Fried Cactus was announced Wednesday as one of the 8 finalists for the zany food of choice at the Texas State Fair. Officially called Chicken Fried Cactus Bites, thinly sliced prickly pear cactus pads will be fried in chicken batter and served with jalapeno ranch and agave nectar dipping sauces. If something sweet sounds a little better to you, fairgoers can try fried chocolate tres leches cake. The cake will be soaked in buttermilk batter and fried, then topped with cinnamon, whipped cream, strawberries, and peaches. Other finalists from the deep fryer include jambalaya, macaroni and cheese, cinnamon rolls, and pork wings. Vendors are competing in the categories of best taste and most creative. The state fair runs September 28th through October 21st at Fair Park, east of downtown Dallas. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 82 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory. We'll have more news at noon, or you can get it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
835, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Isaac's cloudiness and rain remain off to our east. We'll continue to watch it. Right now it looks like it should stay east of us. Partial sunshine near 90 today. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 75. Tomorrow, a good deal of sunshine. Highs will be up to 95 to 100 degrees. Clear tomorrow night. Lows dropping down to 75 to 80. Saturday is partly sunny and rather warm. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Chase, so now we're in the minority. We're the only ones
who... In so many ways, the only ones you believe are paying attention to the issues.
Yeah, that's right. No.
Finger on the pulse of everything.
Nah, we got two people. I was going to say we got two people who've been to... I mean, I've been to England, but just been at the airport.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'll count it for you, Scott.
That'd be like me saying I've been because I've flown over it.
Yeah, see, exactly. But, I mean, so Ben's in here, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned the language and everything.
Yeah. And so Kat, you know, she spent time there.
I did not go by Kat's school.
You did not?
No. I have spent time there. I have frolicked with the druids at Stonehenge. And
what?
I have, I was there for a summer solstice,
oh, he was,
baby.
He was there for,
oh, good
he was asked to leave.
All night long.
Yeah, they did. They asked you to leave, right?
I wouldn't want to be there during summer solstice.
You never had the chance to go to Woodstock, did you? And so I'm just saying, Lily and I missed it, so we decided, what's the next best thing that won't get us arrested?
Oh,
and
no.
We decided it was the summer solstice.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other thing is I spent a whole day at Westminster Abbey one time.
The Tower of Big Ben?
No, we never got over there. Yeah. But, I mean, we walked in and we just ended up staying.
Who was the coolest grave you saw?
Oh, you know, the two queens were pretty exciting, Mary and Elizabeth I.
Yeah.
And that was cool just because of the irony of the whole thing. And
yeah.
James was great. I liked that. And I almost got thrown out by taking a picture of anything, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, which actually, Jane Austen's marker. That's not actually her grave there, but she has a marker in Poets Corner.
So while you were there, I mean, did you go see Richard III's grave?
Huh?
Did you go see Richard III's grave?
Don't know. Where might that be?
Well, in England. He was the king.
Yeah,
you know,
No, I know that. Kingdom for a Horse and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. Actually.
His defeat started the Tudor dynasty.
That's right.
I know this stuff.
He's the last of the York, or House of York, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
anyway.
One of those colored roses,
that's
anyway.
It. Well, British
Which
researchers...
Which rose was it? Was it white rose or red rose?
I believe it was Axl Rose.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure York is white and Lancashire's red. I could have them mixed up.
I think it was Tyler
sure.
Rose, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Earl Campbell.
That was it. As the guy said who was standing in there in the Doherty's funeral chapel, do all the Americans know this much about British history?
No.
Not
at all.
No.
Most of them don't even know where it is.
Only the ones that
don't know that much
channel.
About American history.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about it until the airplane flew over here.
So there you go, and that's why they have a long flight, so you can learn stuff. No, British researchers now believe that the grave of King Richard III...
is haunted?
No, it's actually under a parking lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Dang! Yeah.
Is it a cool store?
No, it just said a parking lot.
So. Oh. Speaking of language and learning language, Kat, do you realize that Joe Ramirez has never actually had his name said properly on this radio station since time began?
Except
and
today.
And congratulations on that.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Being
well,
the Aggie Commandant that he is.
Anglicized, maybe it's an okay anglicized pronunciation.
Well, okay, yes, we do tend to anglicize. Speak Spanish to us. Let's listen to you, see how good you are.
That doesn't sound like Spanish.
That's like giggle.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay, just tell us where you used to live.
Yeah. Yo viví en Chile.
Yes.
En Antofagasta, Chile.
Uh-huh.
Es una ciudad bellísima.
Mm-hmm. She knows all this stuff.
A pretty city.
Cerca al desierto. San Pedro de la Atacama.
And I can't even speak English that well. And so I'm just glad when I heard you doing Commandant Ramirez, I said, good for you. Good for you.
So there you are.
But stop that, okay? All right. So
yesterday she did Baton Rouge.
Baton,
you heard that.
Baton Rouge.
Well, I have friends who live in Baton Rouge.
Well, that's okay, but, you know, those coonies don't know that's the way you're supposed to say it.
No, they have no clue.
They got no clue about much of anything. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I tried calling earlier about the pronunciation. That's perfect.
Yeah. So
Y'all don't need me anymore.
No, it's okay. Y'all could just actually you could chat with Kat right now and
it's a cat chat.
Yeah,
oh,
in
make
Spanish.
Me
and, no,
hola, Kat, bienvenida.
Ah, gracias. Mucho gusto. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Jaime y soy uno de los audientes.
Oh, mucho gusto conocerle, Jaime.
Sí, igualmente. Algún día te veo en persona.
Me gustaría eso bastante.
We're listening to KTAM.
No. That's just it. Our audience now just thinks we had a format change.
All right, Jaime, thanks, buddy. See you later.
Sure.
All right,
Jaime has always been our Spanish corrector for many, many years, and now we have Kat,
who's brought
a lot to the table, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, but just to be fair, I mean, maybe I pronounce Ramirez correctly, but I mispronounce commandant. So.
Yeah, well, but you learned. It's okay. And yeah, it's interesting, you know, back in the days.
Now
when,
it just sounds like you're overcompensating for it. Commandant.
Yeah. Back in the days when we did our own weather and you know, before we went high tone, we got tired of talking about temperatures being in the mid to upper 90s and lows in the mid 70s with no chance of rain. And so we decided to get it done in foreign languages, and Jaime was our designated speaker of Spanish at that time.
That's cool.
The forecast never changes in the summer, as you know.
Yeah, and so we had nothing else to do.
So. Did we get Yiddish or Hebrew?
We got Polish.
Polish.
Yeah, we got Polish, and we may have gotten Yiddish. I'm not sure.
It's going to be hot again. Yeah. What a surprise. Hey. It's wonderful.
Right. And there you are.
And so let's see.
Let's move on to the reason you're
in
here.
The reason I'm actually in here.
God, he came in and hijacked my show.
Yeah. And I apologize.
Once again, I'll take things that never happened for $1,000, Alex.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Yeah. The Bort's off.
Yeah.
Bort's off. Right. Farewell Tour 2012.
Be a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it goes from 6 until 7:30 at an undisclosed location.
It'd be secret stuff.
It's got to be secret. We must keep it secret so that we don't get the riffraff just showing up.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
But if, on the other hand, as we know, loose lips sink ships. Anyway, it's the...
said it just that way.
If... you would like to attend the farewell Bort's reception of all time.
Yeah.
Send us an email to Bort's.
B-O-O-R-T-Z.
At W-T-A-W, spelled exactly the way it sounded.
That's right.
W-T-A-W.com. And if you're in the first 60 folks who send us a request for two tickets, we will make arrangements for you to get your tickets. And then when you get your tickets, we will give you the top secret non-public location.
Okay, now
of the soiree.
We're saying 60 requests at 2 tickets per request. Is
room holds 100 people. I figure 20% won't show up.
Yep.
And then we got you and me. We're going to bring the whole family.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kat maybe show up. I don't know. No. She's, you know.
Hard to know.
I'll have to be doing the other news, I'm pretty sure.
No, not if it's 6 to 7:30 in the evening.
Oh.
Or 7, what time?
Yeah. 6 to 7:30.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's okay.
And surely you'll be done by then, Kat, right?
No, that she will, but you don't have to call her Shirley.
Did you know Kat's replacement was hired yesterday?
No!
Yes,
is that right?
We hired Kat's replacement for her other job yesterday. And she is a highly qualified member of the Navasota community and also is a professionally trained clown.
And I was her apprentice for one summer. And she is a legit clown, let me tell you.
You can really,
I hate illegitimate clowns. Can't stand them.
You can do clowning stuff. You can do balloons and things.
I would do balloons and face painting.
Are you writing a screenplay called The Clown's Apprentice?
No, I'm writing a science fiction novel.
Oh, are you? Okay?
Death of a Clown?
We're living a science fiction novel, I'll just tell you.
All right.
So, anyway, Bort's at WTAW.com, and if you're among the lucky first few people who get your tickets requested and saved, then we'll make arrangements for your tickets to arrive. What should we do? We can't mail them, can we? Mailed tickets last year, but that doesn't really work anymore now that our mail has to be sent to Tierra del Fuego.
Put a barcode on them and just have a scanner.
Or you could number them and email them.
But they have
to figure this out now.
Okay, but we have to physically possess the you want to barcode the people? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
In the back of their neck.
That will end well.
Yeah. Well, be sure and tell your congregation about that on Sunday.
Yeah. Disregard that last thing.
While we're at it, we can stamp made by Mattel 1989 on some part of their body.
Well, what you do is you just notify them that they have won and that they need to come get their tickets. And
if we force them to come pick them up at the rodeo station here?
I would think so.
That's the most guaranteed way to make it happen. That way you don't depend on, as you said, mail that has to go to Tierra del Fuego.
Yeah.
So that would make sense in a strangely making our audience work for it way, because after all, we are food and drink.
Yeah.
And they do get to meet Bort's. Yeah. And if I can actually find some of his books, we'll have books for people to sign.
Good luck with that.
I can help you out with that.
You can?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, cool, because I'm reduced to eBay and rent and small rendition.
I want to say I've got about 5 in my office.
I would think that coming to the station to pick up your ticket is part of your prize.
Yeah, sure.
Who doesn't want to come here?
Yeah.
Hire this woman.
The enthusiasm of young people, new young people, it excites me.
Well, now,
wait
a second. Mm-hmm. Having been in radio for a long time, I can say, and Ben, you know this, and Scott, I know you know this too. You come to this radio station, and there is something impressive about this place.
Yeah, when you walk in, it smells like rubber shoes.
Most radio stations, when you go to their particular location, I know, you walk in and you think,
let it go.
Wow. So
tennis shoes, that's more what I meant
going,
to say.
This is a radio station.
It's a radio station, huh?
This is a business.
And that's what you look like, huh?
We've always wondered, though, about that, because the studio section is kind of far away from the mm-hmm. public section, and, you know, people can... if somebody wanted to walk around and look around, we don't mind, we'll take you around, but... I've often wondered about that, because thought about turning the blackjack area here into the reception area.
Well, and if it's between 10 and 2, they're going to linger at the candy studio for probably too long. So.
See, I always thought Scott was, 6'2". I thought Ben had a mustache. I thought Chase had shoulder-length hair.
Hold on.
And a mullet.
In my dreams.
Yeah, one out of three. But a mustache? Why?
Your voice just sounds like someone who would be mustachioed.
Now, would it be a pencil-thin mustache? Or
it'd be
the creepy 70s mustache.
No, it would not. It would be a mustache kind of like a Swedish
Did you have the white
wood
hair?
Chopper.
Did you have the
Swedish wood chopper?
Did you have the white hair?
She's got you as the brawny man.
yeah, that's more like it. That's like the right
you
kind
just need
of mustache.
A flannel shirt. Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah. It's like Tom Selleck we could have, before he had to do his mustache toupee. Yeah.
I had so many people who said, you just don't sound like you've got white hair. Well, that's because I'm old.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed the copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees.
Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's 8:48. I don't know, maybe this is the day of weird weird English news. Is that what it is?
I don't know. You tell us, Scott.
I'm about to. Commuters in the London Underground have been warned to watch out for dangerous mouse attacks. Passengers are even being asked to tuck their pants into their socks to avoid being bit.
Wait, what kind of creature was it?
It's mouses. Mises. Mises.
Wait, this is where?
In England. In London.
In the underground. You want to know a secret about the underground?
Okay.
When you walk up to it, the train
It
tunnel,
smells like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
No, it smells like chalk. It smells like first grade in there.
Really?
Yeah.
It smells like tennis shoes in here?
It does.
My first grade didn't smell like chalk. But
at least it smells like... Yeah. Okay, it does... The front desk, uh-huh. when you walk in, yeah. don't tell me it doesn't smell like tennis shoes, because at least at 4 in the morning it does.
Okay. Well, I don't come in that way. I go around the other side.
Well, it smells like tennis shoes. Okay.
Scott goes in at the loading dock.
Yeah. However, there seems to be a question as to who posted the said information about all that anyway. We're not aware of any problems with mice, according to a spokesperson. It's possible the whole thing was a prank.
Well, got that going on.
Stuff happens.
You.
Yep. Oh, here we go, just in time for high school football season, which is kicking off here in, I guess probably kicked off last night, actually, or tonight.
Probably tonight. Yeah,
tonight. This is the halftime show. Last weekend, as Oak Ridge played Vista in the Sacramento area, there's video out there someplace on YouTube from a fan in the stands capturing the halftime routine by the competitive cheerleaders at midfield.
Uh-oh.
Then the naked guy runs past, much to the delight of the crowd. He came out of nowhere, absolutely dashed right past the cheerleaders, who gamely continued their routine, kept right on running full speed, and disappeared into the far end zone.
So there you are.
That's something for you to look forward to. Something for you to look forward to.
I wouldn't look forward to that.
I understand. Well, I mean,
so Kat, with you going full time and me leaving and all that good stuff, which high school are you going to do play by play for?
I'm going to do color.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. Just curious.
She is a Cleveland Indians fan.
I am. I'm sorry. I made so much fun of Cleveland earlier. If anyone's from Cleveland, Cleveland Indians
sucks.
Are my favorite.
Cleveland, Ohio, not Cleveland, Texas. Yeah.
Although they are both the Indians.
Yep. World's most expensive paper bag. That'll set you back $290. Designer Jill Sanders' Vasari bag features a long rectangular silhouette crafted from coated paper, her website says. It also is accented with gold-colored eyelets, brown stitching, and the words Jill Sanders on the bottom. Just as a fashion note, you could probably go to the dollar store and get 40 packs for about a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to go ahead and do that, in case you don't want to be doing the other thing. All right, here goes. Perfect gift for somebody who's got everything Elvis Presley's underpants.
No.
Oh, my. Now, wait. We need to clarify something.
Okay.
Are we talking 1950s Elvis, or are we talking mid-1970s
yeah, what
Elvis?
What size are they?
Good point. Yes, could be a lot more material. A pair of the King's Tidy Whiteys will hit the auction block on September the 8th.
So really, he was a briefs man, huh?
I don't know. That's what it says here.
They didn't invent boxers till later, did they?
Oh, no. No.
Pretty sure they've been around for a while.
Yeah, boxers have been around for quite a while. Which came first? I think probably boxers came first, in fact.
Or boxer briefs. It's like the kind of strange hybrid.
That would be something different, but I believe boxers probably were here before briefs.
That's probably true. Probably because they're more like.
If only there were a way.
History of men's underwear.
Oh my goodness. Because
I want this on my search history.
Hey, you're leaving after tomorrow. You won't care.
Vintage Skivvies. Here we go. That's the website. It's vintageskivvies.com.
BVDs. Don't forget those.
The 20th century.
Yeah.
Because the first chapter is ancient beginnings,
no
and then
thanks.
We get into the 20th century.
Of course.
All right.
You read that up. I'll finish up. A pair of the King's Tidy Whiteys will be on auction September the 8th, along with some of his personal home movies and his family Bible. Omega Auctions claims the knickers were actually worn on stage in 1977 underneath one of his jumpsuits.
They're still sweaty.
Of course, not over one of his jumpsuits. Here's the best part, though. And been washed since then.
Sick. How would someone even like, oh, yeah. I mean, did they save it in a plastic bag or something?
Opening bid's $11,000 if you want.
That's kind of creepy.
It is creepy. All right. Okay, what do you got?
Well, let's see. I'm just trying to figure out the ones that were mass produced first.
Right.
Well, I think they just started mass producing clothing. Like, they made the ready-to-wear clothes was kind of at the... It was at the end of the Victorian period. I would say it was in the early 1900s or late 1800s, because that's when the Industrial Revolution was, you know, kicking off, and they had the...
machines to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you find?
Basically, the earliest form, and we're talking just a little more than 100 years ago, I mean, for the businessman, looks like a combination, because I've got a sketch here from the Saturday Evening Post in 1911. And,
see, the beginning of the night. When I said 19th century, I meant 20th century.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
He's wearing what now would be considered almost long enough to be NBA basketball shorts, along with a basically a sleeveless shirt as an undergarment.
And they're loose.
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically
something
people wear walking down the street.
But it's not a wife beater.
No. It's not a wife beater. The shoulders are too wide.
I was thinking the same thing, Scott.
Yeah, as one. So there. Okay, got that. All right, so we got that taken care of for you. 146 vehicles have been destroyed by the TV show Mythbusters. In case anybody wanted to know that. Laying it out there for you. Okay. About 5 minutes still. Wait. The phone call. Hello?
Yeah, the question would be, could they get a DNA sample from the skivvies and do it with the frog and produce the king?
Yuck. That's a clever joke, though. I like that Frog Prince reference.
Just what we need, Jurassic Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't think the world's ready for that.
Found him in amber.
Right.
So there you go. All right. In the meantime,
girl.
I had another deal. I'll find the story tomorrow. I don't really have the energy to find it today. The last 15 minutes has just pretty much worn me out. But Apparently believe that now they can do some DNA testing and, in fact, know the hair color and eye color of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we may have more about that tomorrow.
Can't we just look at them?
I think if it's a crime scene.
Oh. Can't you just look at the body?
Yeah, no, not exactly.
I think
sure.
We're talking about, you know, yeah. Somebody's passed on.
Probably. Tomorrow night's moon will be a rare one. It'll be your last chance to catch a blue moon in nearly 3 years.
Really?
Blue moon, of course, not the color. It's that extra full moon. While the phase has changed its meaning a bit over the years, today it used to be the second full moon in a single month. The moon will reach its full phase at 8:58 tomorrow morning, making it the second full moon of this month. The first one occurred August the 1st. Next time we'll see two full moons in a single month will be July 2015.
How appropriate, considering it was Leon Rimes' birthday, like, yesterday or whenever that was.
Yeah, what's that got to do with anything?
Oh, the blue moon was her big...
Oh.
Never mind.
Well,
maybe that song's just blue. Never mind.
It's blue, not blue.
I don't
blue.
Know that much about Leon Rimes.
Earl Thomas Conley did Once in a Blue Moon.
Then there was the song from the 50s moon. Or whatever.
Yeah.
50s or 60s.
Yeah, Kathy.
It's from the doo-wop era.
Yeah, right. And, let's know, Griffith. What's her first
Kathy
name?
Griffin.
No.
Kathy Mateo.
No, Griffith. I forget. Nancy Griffith. Nancy Griffith, Once in a Very Blue Moon. So, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, we're just grinding to a stop.
I know,
halt.
We really are.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have such high aspirations for your final week of shows, and then this.
Well, we did everything.
Talking
we...
about men's underwear. Yeah,
talking about men's underwear and country singers we can't remember the names of. Actually, it's just pretty much par for the course.
Y'all need to get Ben back in the control room.
No, we don't. No, that's the last thing that we need to do is do that. We don't need Ben back in the control room. He's been here already. All right, let's see what else. Got going on. Normally, a third-string quarterback coming into preseason wouldn't draw much attention, but that's not the case. Last Friday in Florida. They started playing ball in Florida last week. How'd they get to jump on us in Texas?
I don't know.
Trying to get ahead of not a hurricane.
The reason is Aaron Demiglio got her first snap.
Not Aaron, but Aaron.
Aaron for the South Plantation High. State records indicate that 523 girls have played high school football since 1973, but it's unclear how many, if any, played quarterback. She's 5'6", 160. Doesn't think her real future is in football.
I don't either, sweetheart. You're not quite tall enough.
She's just hoping that her multi-sport athleticism will impress the basketball scouts, because really what she wants to do.
Well, then play basketball.
She will.
Because you know what? Getting crunched by a linebacker is not going to help your three-pointer.
No, probably not. 5'6".
Sure not going to help your crossover.
It's not going to help your sciatica either.
160. All right, here we go on this date in history. 1963, a hotline set up between the Soviet Union and the U.S. went into operation. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Is this thing on?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me? Okay. And in 1984...
Hey, Khrushchev, is your refrigerator running?
1984, Space Shuttle Discovery took off on its maiden voyage. We have a minute and a half, because I figure if I kept talking,
I have a question.
Wouldn't get finished.
When
yes.
You sing da-da-da-da-da, are you trying to sound like Mario? Or does it just...
No. That's the Entertainment Tonight thing.
Oh, it sounds like da 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 da.
Yeah. No. Now you know. That's what it is.
Okay.
And sometimes I would just do it so fast it really had no tune to it.
No, it sounds like da 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 da.
No, it's the beginning of our Entertainment Tonight thing.
Da 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 da. Now we have 56 seconds.
I still think it's Mario.
Okay.
Speaking of Leanne Rimes, not good for her. She has checked into rehab. She says after being the other woman in a love triangle involving a married couple, now she says she can't cope with the stress, and so she's checked in.